Sam will be here, well, here in Washington, D.C., in a cafe. It doesn't get thrown out. Washington, D.C., reporting on the American elections and, well, what result we do get as a result of the vote tomorrow. First up, though, delighted to say, John Holmes has arrived in the studio. So many talk radio presenters in one place. What do you call a trio of talk radio presenters?
A trio of talk radio presenters? A three-way.
That sounds wrong. What's happening on your show? Not with your production, you wouldn't.
Not with that lot. Right, so, Sam Delaney, I mean, that bodes well, doesn't it? That he's going to be doing his show from the Americas. And then the line went down.
Yeah, that's
there.
Yeah.
Could be a lot of
Could be a long 3 hours. No, I'm sure it's fine. That's just a teething trouble ahead. Yeah,
of course,
the
they're testing it out. That's what they're doing. Well, we're going to be talking to America as well this afternoon as well.
To the whole of America
to see if it works. Yeah,
you're going to get a spaceship and just broadcast from
America. Yeah, if America works, you're going to get America on the phone. Just see what they're thinking. What's coming up? Oh, there's a diversity paper review. Of course, there is. There's some work experience punditry. We will be following the last day of campaigning, of course, as it goes on across the states with Hillary and Trump. We have more details of their celebrity backers, because a lot of them are coming out today, aren't they?
Some of those are really questionable, aren't they?
Yep.
I'm never entirely convinced about celebrity backers. I just think most people are just saying, oh, just make it be over.
Yeah.
I think people almost don't care what the result is in. Well, just make it stop.
Who are you backing?
Who am I backing? I think the demographics have to say it's going to be Hillary Clinton, but I wouldn't be surprised by a Trump victory. I'm like a pollster. I'm covering my backside.
Yeah, it's what you've done. Yeah, and do cover your backside, because that's inappropriate in the workplace, if I'm honest.
I'll put my clothes back on.
I didn't want to say, but a lot of people are talking about your leather chaps that you're wearing today. With the Julie Hartley Brewer buttocks hanging out.
Image. They're not hanging.
One cheek, a tattoo of Trump. On the other, a tattoo of Hillary.
How dare you, sir. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. Sam Delaney, we hope, live from Washington, D.C. from 4. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Did you know that Jet2.com give you friendly low fares to 58 amazing destinations? Did you also know that people are feeling very friendly towards us? Because we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. Last year, over 6 million people flew with us, and they loved our friendly service, great flight times and 22 kilogram baggage allowance. And you, for Spring 17, you can fly with us direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day.
Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
It's Mega Monday today at TradePoint, with 15% off all internal Dulux and Dulux Trade paints. Like Pure Brilliant White 10-litre Dulux Trade Vinyl Matte was £33.47, now just £28.45. Hurry, today only. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It's a Monday. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tesco Bank apologises after hack. Assange faces questioning, and find out who's heading to the jungle.
Talk Radio.
Hackers have stolen money from almost 20,000 Tesco Bank customers. The company's frozen some transactions and promised everyone who's been affected will get their money back. Cybersecurity expert Joe Hancock has told Talk Radio soon we'll hear more about this type of breach.
There's new data protection laws coming in, kind of regardless of what happens with Brexit in a couple of years. And that will mean that customers do need to be informed within 72 hours of a potential security issue occurring. So we will start to see a lot more hacks reported that perhaps go undiscovered now.
The government has started preparing the first draft of a bill to start the formal process of leaving the EU. That's despite ministers appealing against a High Court ruling that MPs must have a vote on when Brexit negotiations start. Gina Miller, who led that case, has told Talk Radio she's faced a backlash after last week's decision.
Of course everyone's angry and upset and hateful for what I've done because they were led up the garden path. They were told, go out there, get involved, and we'll do your bidding. But these politicians at that time saying it had their fingers crossed behind their backs, hoping they'd never actually have to do it. And guess what? They misjudged it and now they're in a corner.
Donald Trump has accused the FBI of impropriety after the Bureau cleared Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing following a new investigation into her emails. There's just one day to go till Americans go to the polls to vote for a new president. Swedish investigators are going to the Ecuadorian embassy to question Julian Assange about sexual assault allegations. The WikiLeaks founder, who denies the claims, has been holed up in the building in West London for more than 4 years. And some of the people rumoured to be heading to the jungle for the new series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here have been revealed. It's understood Carol Vorderman, actor Larry Lamb and property expert and Talk Radio presenter Martin Roberts will all be taking part, as well as ex-Strictly Come Dancing professional Ola Jordan and Olympian Sam Quick.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most areas chilly with some sunny spells, showers across West Wales and eastern areas of England and Scotland, highs of 9 degrees.
You're not going in?
Going where?
The jungle.
I'm not a celebrity.
Well,
I guess that doesn't stop.
I didn't know there's Cornelius either, but he didn't stop him hosting some fireworks, did it, the other night? So, you know, what's the definition of celebrity? You are on the radio every day in the public eye, Victoria.
No one knows who I am, though.
The people listen. The three people who listen to this know who you are.
Yeah, my mum.
Yeah. She is one of them, and she knew who you were before as well.
I know.
That's like different. You sound a bit husky today.
I know. It's not because I'm trying to sound sexy. I'm just
that's good because it wasn't
good. No, I'm just germy. So good luck to you.
Oh, you're sitting in close proximity to me.
Yeah, and we've got aircon, which is going to swirl it around and spread it.
I don't want you to swirl it around and spread it. Why have you come to work when you're clearly germ ridden?
Oh, do you think I'm not eligible to be at work today?
Well, you just sound a bit. And given that our job includes, well, let's be honest, our voices.
Yeah,
it's not a good. Now, if I catch that, because you're sitting absolutely opposite me, speaking more
it's
or less
like a meter between
at
us.
My face.
Mm.
So that's gonna.
It's gonna hit you.
Yeah, it already has.
I'm sorry.
And the other problem is,
I was hoping my boss would send me home. But she was just like, oh, yeah, I felt ill the other day.
Well, why did you come? You should have rung in sick. But also, the thing is, you're talking into your muff. Because the microphone cover there, the muff, you know, you're speaking, you're very close to it.
Yeah.
And so anyone else using, going near that muff with their face is going to catch your disease.
Oh, I apologise. It's probably just Rachel Jewell and, yeah.
All right. Just saying. Anyway.
I'm probably going to have a coughing fit on air and sneeze, so I apologise in advance for that.
Okay. You going to last the afternoon, you sure?
Well, my head's in a bit of a fog.
Is it?
We'll see.
We'll pull you through. Be fine.
Okay.
Great. Victoria there with ill news. Don't forget, bonus news. I'll cheer you up. Bonus news today.
Is vegetable, is it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I saw a really good animal story this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Vegetable today, unfortunately.
Well, somebody tried to take a koala and their hand baggage on a plane. They obviously got caught.
Why don't you put that in your actual news?
Okay, I will.
All right. Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Interim England manager Gareth Southgate has explained why he's announced a slightly larger squad than usual. His side faced Scotland in a World Cup qualifier on Friday at Wembley. There are a couple of different variables that Southgate is guarding against.
We have named 25 for that reason, because there are a couple of knocks from yesterday that we're not totally sure about. Theo Walcott might have to disappear at any time, his wife's expecting. So until we've had a chance to assess a couple of scenarios, we're not too sure.
Tottenham's Ben Davies is out of the Wales squad for their World Cup qualifier against Serbia on Saturday. The defender missed yesterday's Premier League draw with Arsenal because of an ankle injury. Sunderland's Adam Matthews, who's on loan at Sky Bet Championship side Bristol City, replaces him. Finally, England fast bowler Stuart Broad is set to win his 100th Test match cap when their series with India gets underway this week. Broad, who made his debut against Sri Lanka in 2007, says it'll be a great moment when the test starts on Wednesday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks so much, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. Can I get a cup of tea, Cass, please?
Have you got that one?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Can
we get you a cup of tea? Oh, she's in a chirpy mood today, isn't she?
No, because I'm going to spit in it.
Oh, right. Nothing new there, then.
Joking,
Athens. Yeah. Right, shall we? Yeah, let's do a thirst do. Talk Radio.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou.
That's nice.
Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And Merry Christmas to you both and have a Happy New Year. And happy birthday, Mike, best wishes. Best of luck to Jimmy for his A-levels. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Well, discover the new delicious barbecue chicken BLC with Beechwood smoked bacon. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Call Straight to Air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. I am what that bit of production just intimated. Let's talk about today's Tamworth Business Award. Ginger Dave is making a little video of himself. That's Cornelius' Saturday night sorted. Let's start with some in a kind of meta sort of way. Right, Chuckles. Asprod Cass is being a violent thug who the judge said showed no remorse whatsoever.
Because of I can't say this word.
And I'm now the nation's sweetheart.
I wouldn't want to go to a display where someone can't even stay on the phone.
So you go in expecting Dante's Inferno scale destruction.
Yeah.
And then he's killed.
Alex, over to you. Cue Alex. Alex, go. Speak. Camera, Alex.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out, then I'll adjourn the one twist of my fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome to you. Welcome indeed. As like Tesco bank fraudsters, we systematically work our way not into your bank accounts, but rather into your afternoon. And of course, we will be withdrawing nothing more than your time from you. And we will be depositing, though. We'll be depositing between now and 4 o'clock. But what will we be depositing? Well, we'll be depositing a collection of ill-conceived radio features, which, in keeping with the Tesco Bank theme, attract only a disappointing level of interest. Hello, then. I am John Holmes. It's your Talk Radio in the Afternoons thing. As together we face Monday head on, not recoiling from it like Donald Trump over the weekend, when at a rally in Reno, Nevada, he thought a man had a gun. Turned out the man didn't have a gun, he just had a sign. But we've been asking as well, what was Donald actually worried about? If we've learned nothing else, we have learned that Donald Trump likes guns. He's all for guns. He loves guns. He likes a gun. So what's he doing running away from one? What the hell would he have done if he thought someone in the crowd had had a pussy? You know, someone turning up with a cat, I mean. We've all learned he likes to grab cats. So what would he have done if someone had turned up with a cat? Seems that all the rules are off in these last days of campaigning. So, shall we have a look at just what's coming up on today's rigged system? Well, there's Headline Hijack on the way. It's Monday's Headline Hijack every day of the week at 2 o'clock. There's a made-up news story in the news. To confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, we invite you now, cordially and otherwise, to kick off your week by inventing a news story from scratch. Your chance to fib, fabricate and fake your way into the 2pm bulletin by sending us that news lie via this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use social media, Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. Here's Victoria's mouth.
Here it is.
It's husky today. It's a husky mouth, isn't it? Husky mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you sound a bit like Mariella Frostrup.
Is that a good thing?
Maybe, maybe not. No. Anyway! Victoria's mouth is what you're aiming at. Although you might catch something today. After that, we'll meet another lonely luncher. If you are lunching alone, get ye in touch and be lunching alone no more, my friend. Each and every day, we induct a lonely what lunch into the exclusive Talk Radio Tupperware Hall of Despair. The only qualification to get on the list. You need to be lunching alone, that's it. You also need to be willing to come on the radio, engage in a little chit and also chat. And then you will be rewarded with a glittering gift prize. Details of those coming up as the afternoon unfolds. There's an email to get in touch with that. Email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back. There's also work experience punditry this afternoon. Sophie pops by today to review some television. All from the perspective of someone we don't have to pay to do it as well. That's the point of work experience punditry. There's the news in haikus on the way, and that, just in case you are wondering, is the day's big stories viewed through the prism of traditional Japanese poetry. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think combine harvesters or footsteps? We've asked them, but what do they think? And what do you think, either? Do you think combine harvesters? Or do you think footsteps? That's the question this afternoon. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word combine harvesters or footsteps.
There's the big debate at 3. The diversity paper review today. The papers are reviewed by Johnny, who is a gay. Oh, not... No, sorry, Jewish. We'll transport you to Beckenham. As on Saturday, Cornelius...
Hello.
...hosted their municipal firework display and recorded a radio package of highlights. It's going to be a very short package. Details of that coming up then. Plus, we've got guest action this afternoon. Oh, is there guest action? First, we're going to be joined by comedian Mike Wilmot. He'll be in. And then at around 3:45 this afternoon, you're going to be excited by this, Victoria. You are going to be excited by this.
Am I?
We are going to be joined by people who've A, crashed a wedding, B, hung round your house at 3 a.m, standing right outside your door, and C, also went to school for it. Who am I talking about? I can tell you. Just after 3:30 today, we're only going to be joined by bloody Busted.
Woo!
Busted! Living Busted in the studio. Charlie! Matt! The other one.
James.
Out of, if you like, out of off of Busted. Joining us on the show, Busted! Ginger Davies not producing today, not producing. Tesco found out that he'd actually been fraudulently getting into some students. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the glass. She's through the...
miserable window.
Yeah.
Don't appear to have made my tea yet, Cassie.
Well, no, because I'm busy doing this at the moment.
Is he doing this at the moment? Is he doing what exactly? He's sitting there.
You don't need... I don't need to get you a tea. You can just sit there and die of dehydration for all I care.
Die, dehydrate. Yeah. Marta's on the buttons. Good afternoon, Marta.
Hello. Hello.
Victoria's bringing the news to the yard.
Yeah.
And through her ill mouth.
Yeah.
And to celebrate Busted coming in, paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is singing the one about crashing the wedding.
Because she's mine, and I'm glad I crashed the wedding. It's better than regretting. I could have been a loser kid and run away with her and hid. But it's best thing that I ever did. Because true love lasts forever. And now we're back together. And as if I never met her. Yeah. So looking back, I'm glad I crashed the wedding.
It's like they were actually in here now, isn't it? Yeah, I am John Holmes and this is your Monday afternoon Talk Radio programme thing from Talk Radio. Let us start with some music. Past 1 o'clock. That, of course, is the noise of Catatonia. I'd rather stay single. But why would I be playing Catatonia on... I mean, let's be honest, it's a song. Why do I be playing a song on what is primarily a talk radio station? Why? Why? Just why?
Why?
Why, though? Mulder and Scully. Why would I be playing that? Cornelius, you look curious as to why I might be playing that song. I don't know. Let me someone help you out. I don't know whether you...
Yeah. Is it something to do with the big story?
I'm playing that song to get us into the big story because it's production colour. It leads us in neatly into today's big story.
Well, I'm presuming the big story's got something to do with it. So, is Mulder in the news? Mold?
Because it's coming up to Christmas, like people are drinking mulled wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scully. It's because it's Keris Matthews, isn't it? It's the jungle. She was in the jungle.
And
then yeah. I'm a Celebrity starting, yeah. And Martin Roberts is there.
Yeah, from Talk Radio.
Yeah.
That's right. No, it's because Mulder and Scully were in the FBI, and the FBI have, of course, now said Hillary Clinton's emails don't have anything dodgy in them. That's why, because it's the FBI, you see. So, what we're going to be talking about is the FBI and what they've said. And whether they've given Hillary, as the Daily Mail have said today, a get-out-of-jail card, even though she wasn't in jail in the first place. Donald Trump not happy about it at all, calling the election process rigged quite... just because it's not gone his way this time. So, we need to talk to somebody. Cass is through the glass. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's going to get a guest today. That's the noise of her arm squeaking there.
Yep.
Can you get us a guest, please?
Who do you want?
Someone in the Americas.
Okay.
Yes. What I know who to get.
Yep.
What about our... This is a good idea. What about our diversity paper review? One of our diversity paper reviewers, Mark, who happens to be in America at the moment.
Ah, Mark does happen to be in America
Mark
at the
Machado.
Moment.
Mark Machado.
Yeah, from off of Diversity Paper Review.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get him on.
Okay.
Excellent. Right, we'll talk to one of our Diversity Paper Reviewers, Mark, who happens to be in Washington, D.C. All about the latest. It's the final day of campaigning, of course, in America. We'll get it from America next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range at participating retailers from the 11th to the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, the A1 Western Bypass through Newcastle upon Tyne is still experiencing severe northbound delays towards junction 78 for Kingston Park. A lane's out there after a lorry fire. Better in Cheshire for the A500 in Bartonley. That's reopened after earlier problems. Norfolk's A47 in King's Lynn is currently closed at the pullover roundabout because of an accident there involving a fuel tanker. And Oxfordshire's northbound A34 in Abingdon's closed at the moment around the Marcham interchange after a two-vehicle accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney. Live from Washington. This afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio. As the most incendiary presidential election battle in history comes to a climax, keep up to speed with all the latest polls, stats, news and views with Uncle Sam Delaney.
From the Bill of Rights to bellwether states, the Second Amendment to supermajorities.
Don't miss Talk Radio's essential guide to the biggest events in world politics.
It's the star-spangled, supersized drive show that's got more static than Donald Trump's hairpiece in a Van de Graaff generator.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington. This afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio.
These truths we hold to be self-evident. Not all radio stations are created equal.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Williams. Just ahead of the big story, some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, what have we got?
John, this is coming. Lots coming in. John, we should Brexit if Donald Trump wins the election and remains it if Clinton wins, which means our American overlords will be happy. That's coming from a good idea. And a password for the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show contacts list, which they've put on it, is SE18DJ Paul Ross.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Just again, SE18DJ Paul Ross.
Thank you very much. How much do texts cost?
Texts cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
We have to do that once an hour. So, as the FBI, with impeccable timing, the day before the US voters go to the polls, confirm that there's nothing suspicious in Hillary Clinton's emails, Donald Trump is claiming that the election is rigged and that the FBI are illegally influencing it, a claim he makes just days after the FBI reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, when Donald Trump said the exact opposite. Now, tomorrow, America votes, and with it still being too close to call, what is the feeling stateside? Well, as luck would have it, the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon John Holmes show has a man on the ground. One of our diversity paper reviewers, regular listeners will know him as Mark, is in Washington, D.C. for us. Mark is our man on the ground. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Talking to us from Washington, I understand.
Yeah, it's all very exciting being here.
Good. Could you get on the ground, please? I said you were the man on the ground. I'd like to just lie on the ground.
There you go. I'm on the ground.
Good.
I'm on the ground.
So, our regular listeners, as I say, know you from the diversity paper review. Mark, remind us of your diversity.
I am brown.
That's right. So, how on earth have you been allowed into America?
it took a while. It took about 3 hours to get in, but I managed to justify my existence.
Did you?
So it was all good.
That's good news. Because if Donald Trump gets in, I mean, we'll talk about where we are at the moment. If Donald Trump gets in, you're the sort of person he's going to build a wall around, Mark.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that would be a good thing for me to have my own personal wall around me.
Yeah, but he'd make you pay for it, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but, that might be a cost I might be willing to take to defend my own personal space.
Yeah, all right. So what's the feeling at the moment? You arrived when? Over the weekend, I guess, and all excitement building. Talk us through what it's like in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah, so I got here on Saturday night. As you may know, Washington, D.C. is a very Democrat area. There's obviously lots of people into politics here as well, because, everywhere you go, there's different various political base buildings and Senate houses and various other political monuments around. But I'm yet to meet somebody in Washington who wants to vote Trump.
Really? Well, I mean, what's the sense? I mean, that doesn't surprise me, of course, in Washington, because, as you say, it's largely Democratic and largely liberal, and everything Trump doesn't stand for, which makes it interesting if he does get in, because that's where he's going to be based. But in terms of what you're finding in terms of support for him, because we learned that the polls are now neck and neck, right? So how are the Americans sort of sensing that? What's the kind of feeling in the air about which way it'll go from the person in the street?
The people are absolutely terrified, everyone I seem to meet, and everyone kind of walks around going, are you voting Trump? Tell me you're not voting Trump. You're not voting Trump, are you? We've got to make sure this doesn't happen.
But people are voting Trump. I mean, just because you're stuck in a Washington bubble, a little bit, I guess. And from your evidence there, it seems that there might be. Is there any, I don't know, truth to the fact that people are accused of often living in these liberal media elite bubbles in the cities, but out in the real world, it was like with Brexit, out in the other parts of the country that weren't London, actually what people were really feeling was very different to how this bubble feels. But, you're in Washington and getting that sense of it, but there is this groundswell of support for him, isn't there?
Even though I don't understand the rules, yesterday afternoon I ended up in a sports bar watching American football. The old NFL was on TV.
Yeah.
And they had some kind of Trump-supporting ads came up.
Right.
And they were absolutely terrifying messages about how bad Hillary Clinton would be as a president. Presumably, in other parts of the country, other than where I am, there are people who are watching these messages and taking them in, absorbing them, and are willing to vote for the Donald.
So whereabouts are you now? Where are you on the floor, on the ground?
I'm on the ground. I'm on the street in Georgetown, which is in Washington, D.C. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that description. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, thanks. We're just stuck in Hatfield. Thanks for sharing that. So what's the feeling after these? Because the latest, of course, with the emails, and we know now that the FBI have said there's no further evidence to be found in Hillary's emails, Mark. And has that kind of changed people's opinion of her? Because there was a sense in Washington, of course, the Democrat home, that it could be her undoing? And what's the feeling now?
Yeah, so 10 days ago, before these email accusations came out from the FBI, Clinton had a huge lead in the polls. But in the last 10 days, Donald's kind of clawed it back. However, the papers are saying this morning that because of their kind of electoral system, it's going to be really difficult for Donald to win it. Though there are some states like Florida and North Carolina where kind of the polls, it's too close to the pollsters. Cool.
And Florida, of course, being the important one, there's like 207 seats in Florida. I think it's one of the big ones, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Carry on.
I was going to say they've also had a record turnout for early votes in Florida, which they think might be a good thing for Hillary, but they're not entirely sure.
All right. So very quickly, because we're running out of time, but in terms of, you remember a few weeks ago that Madonna said that she would, let me again put this in radio-friendly terms, she would orally pleasure anyone who didn't vote for Trump, right? Is there any sign of Madonna on the campaign trail warming up for that?
I haven't seen her myself, but there's been rumours that she's starting in Washington State, which is kind of the other side from where we are, and kind of going to work her way down across the country. We're keeping an eye on that.
Through the states, if you would. Final question to you, as you are in America, have you had Grits or Twinkies?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to Twinkies, though. I really like Twinkies.
All the news from the campaign trail there with Mark, who likes Twinkies. Mark, he's in America. The reason Mark's in America, he's working on Sam Delaney's show, which is coming to you live all week. Is it all week?
I think so.
Okay, fine. Mark?
Yep.
Is it all week?
It's Monday to Thursday.
There you go, that'll do. Monday to Thursday. Mark, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. And Sam's live on Drive here on Talk Radio from 4 live from Washington, D.C. Mark's over there working with him. Right, so your opinions, your thoughts. Madonna, where is she? She promised. Will she deliver on it? That's what everyone's asking. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you're listening to Talk Radio, and Victoria's here with the news just after 1:30.
Talk Radio.
Tesco Bank has frozen some transactions after 20,000 of its customers had money stolen in a security breach at the weekend. It's promised all those affected will get a refund. Some had hundreds of pounds taken from their current accounts. Sky's Katie Spencer says people have been venting about it on Twitter.
It's caused massive disruption for customers. Sam Allen took to Twitter. He wrote, "This has left me unable to feed my kids in school tomorrow." Kirsty Brown tweeted, "We've been hacked, all money gone, no email or text."
Tesco has apologised for the inconvenience caused and says it's taking steps to protect its customers. It's understood the government is preparing a bill for Parliament on leaving the EU, despite insisting it's confident it won't be needed. Theresa May is appealing after judges decided last week official negotiations can't start without MPs voting first. On the last day of campaigning for the US presidential election, Hillary Clinton has had some good news as she's been cleared of wrongdoing after a new investigation into her emails. Her rival Donald Trump claims the system is rigged. A number of inmates are being transferred from Bedford Prison after more than 200 were involved in a riot. Police had to be drafted in to help end last night's disturbance. And it's been revealed just a third of the money raised from the sale of ceramic poppies after they were displayed at the Tower of London went to good causes. The artist behind the installation raised £6 million less than expected for armed forces charities.
Fewer.
The weather, most areas chilly with some sunny spells, showers across West Wales and eastern areas of England and Scotland, highs of just 9 degrees.
Still sunny.
More in half
still sunny husky.
I think I'm getting worse, actually, the more I think speak.
It is. Have you not gone up to the boss and said, look, yeah, he tried that?
No.
Your staff as well, you get sick pay, unlike us.
I'm not used to that, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was freelance for ages.
Milk it.
Yeah.
And then I will read the news.
No, we all know how badly that goes. It's even worse than when I try.
Well. But have you sucked a fisherman's friend?
No, but I have got some honey and lemon cough sweets.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going to take one?
I've only got three.
Oh, you're rationing yourself.
Well, my head's in a fog. So I was in the supermarket. That was one of the top things I wanted to buy. Obviously, I didn't get them and didn't get other stuff. And I kept misreading labels. And
not really?
Oh, sod off.
You listen to Tour Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early night, not just me in my nightshirt with my wee willy winky cap, but America going to the polls. America decides Trump versus Clinton, Clinton versus Trump, which is the lesser of two evils. We've got all the latest for me, Paul Ross. Why don't y'all join me from 6 on the Full Set Breakfast with added waffle and pancakes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Good afternoon. Right, so a lot of your reactions coming in to the last day of campaigning in America. Of course, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, why can't Trump just accept that Clinton didn't do anything illegal in those emails and just accept that he should shoot himself in the face? That's coming from a violent person. John, I think it's great that we finally have someone like Donald Trump to stand up and speak out for me, a sexist, racist, ignorant bigot.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got an opinion, you know where to send it, into the Talk Radio reaction bin. That is a if you know this already, I'm just reiterating it, but if you've been in a supermarket car park at the weekend, you've maybe taken your bottles down to the bottle mag. Next to that name in most major cities and towns around this country now is a Talk Radio reaction bin. When you're putting your bottles in the recycling, or clothes in one of those clothes recycling ones, or shoes, then do stick a reaction into the Talk Radio branded reaction bins. Those reactions are collected at the end of every day and distributed around all of the presenters here. Those are just some of them. You can also text them 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, then. It's time for Headline Hijack. So at 2 o'clock, Victoria will, the increasingly deteriorating Victoria, will have the news, unless she's gone home by then, and in it will be the made-up news that you have sent us, because that is how Headline Hijack works. We invite you to make up a news story, of course, you know this, and it comes to us here, and then comes out of Victoria's mouth, and it sounds true, because it's the news, and you'd expect the news to be true if Victoria says it. I mean, says it badly, yes, but it's still true. But not at 2 o'clock it isn't, because one of them's a lie, and they're to confuse people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That is how Headline Hijack works. Let's have a look and see what has been coming in. Cornelius, I know you've been collating some.
I've collated this, John, from Paul, who says the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails did reveal no criminal activity. However, many other interesting things have been learned from the investigation, including that Hillary and Bill order a takeaway online every Friday. Hillary is subscribed to the TMZ Gossip Magazine website mailing list, and that she has previously forwarded several Viagra pill emails to her husband.
This has come in as well, thank you. A study has shown that workplace banter can increase an office's productivity by up to 20%. Pranks such as adjusting a colleague's chair while they are sitting on it, hiding office equipment, and faking disciplinary meetings increase morale and work
rate. Increase.
Thank you.
Can you not read?
Yeah, that was just for our Chinese listeners. So your you're one for the office workplace prank, aren't you?
Love office banter.
Yeah, don't you though? Specifically the chair one.
The chair
recently.
One.
I mean, a day rarely goes by now without me sitting on a chair and you walking past and just with a foot kicking the thing that makes the chair go down to the floor.
Yes.
Underneath it.
Every day. Most, I reckon, on every half hour, yeah. I do it to at least one person.
Yeah, you're the most popular person in the office now because of this.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, con chair guy legend.
Yeah.
Everyone really likes
it. Exactly what it is. Yeah. So, made up news stories. The line's open 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we will meet a lonely luncher and induct them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
By the time Max has finished painting that radiator, by the time Liam has found the right spanner, and Matt has made them all a cuppa,
still two sugars, Liam,
their click and collect order will be ready at Screwfix. With click and collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 480 stores nationwide. Click and collect from Screwfix in as little as 1 minute.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. Now available in more places than ever before. There's never been a better time to listen to digital radio. And to make sure you're receiving all your stations, it's a good idea to retune. It's as simple as the touch of a button, and your radio will be up to date.
With more digital stations and more coverage than ever before, retune your digital radio now. Go to getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio, go digital.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, the A1 Western Bypass through Newcastle upon Tyne is still experiencing severe northbound delays towards junction 78 for Kingston Park. A lane's out there after a lorry fire. Better in Cheshire for the A500 in Bartomley. That's reopened after earlier problems. Norfolk's A47 in King's Lynn is currently closed at the pullover roundabout because of an accident there involving a fuel tanker. And Oxfordshire's northbound A34 in Abington's closed at the moment around the Marcham interchange after a two-vehicle accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford, go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
About that trail. what the hell? Right, so it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes from it. And there's a lot of news, isn't there? Over the weekend, there was Donald Trump thought he was about to be shot at one point. As we've said, why he ran away from that, I don't know. given that he likes guns. And Hillary Clinton has got what the Daily Mail today are calling a get-out-of-jail-free card, even though she's not in jail, by the FBI saying that there's nothing incriminating in the latest batch of emails that they were looking through. Donald Trump is saying that it's possibly elections rigged because of it's the last day of campaigning. Who knows what's going to happen, where both sides still attacking each other, both campaigning in their in what were thought to be safe seats. So the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius. Well, there's a lot of it to get your head around at the moment. And it's where we can help, because what we do here on the programme every day is we take the news and we drill down into it. And when we do that, what we find is that it's full the news. If you break the news open, the news is full of Japanese poetry. So, like it were a pie. Like it was 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. Except when you open up that pie, of course, the birds began to... When you open up a news pie... The Japanese poetry comes. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Remind me not to save anything with Tesco, except club card points.
The news in haikus. They'll probably take those from you anyway, the fraudsters.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are then. Knocking on the door, the lunchtime door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. The only qualification to get inside, to become inducted, is to be lunching alone. To be a lonely what lunch? You're invited to come onto the radio to talk to us about that. As we play part therapist, part friend, part colleague that you don't know very well, and engage you in some idle chit-chat to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You could be on the receiving end of a John Holmes 1 to 4 in the afternoon weekday talk radio thing gift prize. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And look, there's someone on the telephone. She's called Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Just having a sad, lonely lunch.
Of course you are, because that's the point. right, Emma, so where are you being lonely? Emma, where do we find you?
Oxford, in my library.
Oh, Oxford in your... you've got your own library.
Not my own library.
Oh.
Just outside the library.
I misunderstood. Yeah. It's not your library. Is it... what are we talking...
It's the uni library.
It's a university library. The University of Oxford's library.
University of Oxford Brookes Library.
Nice. What are you doing at Oxford Brookes?
I do international relations.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, all right, okay. And what's the friendliest country?
I don't know.
Let's hope that's not one of your exam questions, then.
Mm.
Oh, that's going to be awkward, isn't it? So, Emma, how long have you been doing international relations at Oxford Brookes?
I'm in my second year now.
Well, so you'd think they'd have taught you about the friendliest country by now, wouldn't you? But
I know.
Maybe that's year three. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what sort of things do you have to do in international relations?
It's very theory based. We talk about realism, liberalism, things like that, and kind of apply the theory to world events.
I see. And does this lead to a career in international relations? Or, I mean, what's your goal, Emma?
I think it depends. It's quite a vague degree, so you don't necessarily have to specialise with it. I want to personally go into journalism, hopefully.
Journalism. All right. Well, I could see why it would help with that. International journalism, of course. That's What are you making of the latest in the Trump and Clinton polls?
Oh, well, I think it's all a bit ridiculous, really. I think Trump just says things for the sake of it to see how much he can get away with.
Do you think, though, that he's saying it because he thinks there is, well, as the polls would indicate, but there, that he is speaking to a large, underrepresented portion of America? Is that his, you know, he's saying it for a reason, and presumably he thinks that that groundswell of people who perhaps haven't voted in elections because they think they're very middle class and they're very liberal and very elite, and he's now talking a bit like Farage did with Brexit. You're going for a part of the demographic that aren't ordinarily going to come out to vote. Do you think that's what's going on?
Oh, 100%, and he did it very cleverly because he knew these people were unrepresented and that they needed a voice, and he was that voice.
Mm.
He was that mouthpiece for them,
and a hairpiece, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like this. What we're doing now, by the way, in case I was just sort of luring you in into the top of a hole of despair. It's all about sort of conversation in here about things that we can talk about whatever you like, but things that are going on is always good. So we've kind of covered politics there, which I sort of liked. It's all about making you fewer lonely. That's the point. Tell us, Emma, why you're lunching
Thank
alone.
You. I've got an essay to you.
You've got to watch it.
On Obamacare, an essay.
Oh, an essay to do.
Yeah.
Sounded like something else.
I genuinely thought you said you had an STD. That's what I thought. That's what it sounded like.
I did.
Why are you lunching alone? I've got an STD. Well, that's forward, Emma. I mean, we've only just met, but okay.
Well, that could be a reason why someone
I mean, I'm not casting aspersions on you, Emma, neither would I.
Yeah.
But literally, it wasn't just me. Everybody in the studio just went, what'd you say then? So I've been ostracised by my friends and lovers. And thus, I am having to...
Lunching alone for the rest of my life.
Lunching alone. I'm having natural yoghurt. So, what
anyway,
An essay, yes. Good, fine. Yeah, an essay. Sorry, what did you say it was on?
Obamacare.
In terms of Obamacare successful or not? Discuss.
Yes, actually, that's literally the question. And from the evidence I have gathered, it is not.
Yeah.
It was far too expensive and didn't insure enough people.
That's right, and was blocked at every turn, I suppose, by Congress as well,
exactly.
Which is a big issue about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you think, if Clinton stays in, will she try and keep the notion of that on? If Trump gets in, obviously he'll probably get rid of the whole thing, won't he?
Yeah, I assume she will. Really depends, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to win.
Who do you think? Who do I think? Well, I think Hillary will. To be honest, in the end, but I think it'll look close initially, and then I think Hillary will walk it in the end.
Because
I think people will, when they go to the polls, will just do what they consider to be the safest option in a liberal majority. I think. I mean, who knows? You know, the polls are wrong about all this, so I'm literally allowed to be wrong as well, Emma. Quite honestly.
Okay.
So, look, the other question, of course, is what are you having for lunch? Not only why are you lunching alone, but what are you eating?
Well, yesterday I devoured a whole margarita Domino's pizza to myself. So I thought I should go for the healthy option with a nice tomato soup.
That is a healthy soup.
Made from home.
Yeah.
Not homemade, but cooked at home.
Cooked at home.
And into university to eat by myself.
Because
and feel healthy
because of your rash. Look, Emma, you get to choose a glittering gift prize. I know, it's exciting, isn't it? From the Talk Radio Tupperware Hall of Despair gift prize bag. Now, the next thing you will hear is the gift prize music. And now you'll hear a list of things, one of which, Emma, could be yours. You can just choose one of these items, which will be able to be kept forever, showing the world that you're inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Okay, here we go with the choices.
A Talk Radio mug.
If it's anything like the Talk Radio windows with the draft, this mug will be significantly leaky.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
The haikus, for a change, wrote at Eden Park Station this morning rather than on the actual train, as I had a 20-minute wait following missing my train due to a queue at the tickets office.
A Talk Sport mug.
Ideal for placing your beverage in when you're chanting sport chants.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Talk radio presenter writes this book about men, presumably based on an idea of what that will be like when he finally grows up to be one.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that book is available on Amazon, by the way. A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, written by me.
Oh,
yeah, 5-star reviews. It's a heartwarming comic, a poignant, heartwarming masterclass in comedy writing, Press Association. Catelyn Moran meets the in-betweeners. Miranda Hart said that. There you go. So that's available now. There's more choices, though. Hang on.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
A mug so small that despite the fact I work in the same cupboard, I've never actually seen it.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Currently being used to block the draft coming from the window in the Talk Radio office.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in the email, we have these colanders, which are rubbish at blocking the draft because of all the holes in them.
There we go. That's your gift of choice array.
Whoa.
Emma, I know. It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. Could I get the calendar?
Yes!
Ooh.
You can get the Colin Murray...
I'm going to be all cold in the office again.
That's what we're using it for. Emma, the calendar is on its way to Oxford for you. I came in to speak to the Oxford Union last week, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm part of that. I've got a membership there.
Well,
I didn't see you, though.
Why didn't you come? What's going on?
I was probably busy.
Yeah.
Waiting for, like, one of the presidents to come along, right?
Yeah, one of the
actual good guests.
Yeah. I got to address the Oxford Union, you know.
Were you wearing a tux?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
It was proper black tie. I got it from Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Really important.
Yeah, it was good. I lost the debate.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Emma. I appreciate that. That is Emma. She is in Oxford, and for those wondering, clean. If you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then there's an email, lonelylunch@tourradio.co.uk. That is it. We will call you back and you can get on the list. Now, there's a small matter of headline hijack. Of course, there must be a made-up news story in the news next. Because that's the rules. Many coming in, but there can, in the words of Highlander, be only one. But who has got their news lie into Victoria's mouth masquerading as truth next to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme? Let us find out. What name have we?
It's Sarah G.
Sarah G. Sarag. Where is Sarag?
In Hove in Sussex.
Hove in Sussex. Sarag's in Hove, and he or she has got their made-up news story into the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry. Sophie's here today to review some television, and also, don't forget this on the programme, comedian Mike Wilmot joining us today as well. And at around 3:30, or in the last half an hour of the programme, only busted Charlie, Matt, the other one, joining us on the radio. Busted! In the studio this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's exactly 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prisoners escape, money stolen in bank hack, and more seats on some BA flights.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. Two inmates have escaped from Pentonville Prison in North London. It's not clear how they managed to get out. There are unconfirmed reports that they were only found to be missing after guards discovered mannequins in their beds. Last month, a prisoner was murdered at the jail. It comes as the Prison Officers Association says 220 inmates are being removed from Bedford Jail after riots there last night. An investigation will be carried out after staff lost control of prisoners for 6 hours. Michael Rolfe is the head of the POAS Union, which is blaming poor conditions and staff shortages.
They will be shipped all over the country because there's limited space for prisoners, so they will just have to go where the space is fit. In terms of damage, that will need to be assessed over the next few days, and then they will look to put a programme of repair in to try and get those cells back in use as soon as possible.
Tesco Bank says 20,000 of its customers have lost money in an attack by hackers. Bosses have promised to refund those affected, many of whom have reported hundreds of pounds going missing. Its current account customers are being prevented from using their cards online for the time being. The government has begun preparing a bill for Parliament to vote on, which would start the process of leaving the EU. That's despite ministers appealing against a High Court judgment that the Prime Minister can't do it herself. Gina Miller, who's one of the campaigners who brought the case against the government, has told Talk Radio it's about defending the sovereignty of Parliament.
This case does not frustrate Mrs. May. She could draft an Act of Parliament, have it before the House whenever she wishes, and her timetable is not interrupted. But you know you should have done it along the lines that are required. It does not interrupt her timetable for triggering Article 50 in March in any way, shape or form.
The latest investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails has been dropped, with the FBI saying it's found no evidence of a crime. Her rival in tomorrow's presidential election, Donald Trump, has responded angrily, claiming the system is rigged. And British Airways is adding an extra seat into each row in its economy class on some of its flights. It'll mean the total capacity in a Boeing 777 could go up by almost a fifth to 332 people.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most areas chilly with some sunny spells. Showers across West Wales and eastern areas of England and Scotland, highs of 9 degrees.
Is there more in half an hour?
Yeah, but I only really say that half past.
Okay, fine. That prisoner story.
Which one? There were two.
No, the one about the mannequins.
Yeah, so that's Pentonville Jail.
Yeah, I don't know much about prison life. But where did they get two mannequins?
Well, it's unconfirmed reports. I don't know. This is just what we're hearing.
I mean,
it's interesting, though.
It is, because that's, I mean, I've heard of, you know, you see prisoners putting pillows in the... But how do they get the mannequins?
I don't know. Prisoners
can
be
you
resourceful.
Find out? Can you find out?
I don't know if I can.
See what more
it
details
might be
you
top
get.
Secret.
I'm interested in the mannequin smuggling.
Okay.
Is it like from the film Mannequin?
Probably not.
You know, do you remember the film Mannequin?
From the 80s.
From off of the 80s.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Well, I've never
said
seen
the
it.
Prisoners oh. as they escaped. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sport?
Yes. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ben. Interim England manager Gareth Southgate has explained why he's announced a slightly larger squad than usual. His side faced Scotland in a World Cup qualifier on Friday at Wembley. There are a couple of different variables that Southgate is guarding against.
We have named 25 for that reason, because there are a couple of knocks from yesterday that we're not totally sure about.
Theo Walcott might have to disappear at any time, his wife's expecting. So until we've had a chance to assess a couple of scenarios, we're not too sure.
Tottenham's Ben Davies is out of the Wales squad for their World Cup qualifier against Serbia on Saturday. The defender missed yesterday's Premier League draw with Arsenal because of an ankle injury. Sunderland's Adam Matthews, who's on loan at Sky Bet Championship side Bristol City, replaces him. Finally, England fast bowler Stuart Broad is set to win his 100th Test match cap when their series with India gets underway this week. Broad, who made his debut against Sri Lanka in 2007, says it'll be a great moment when the Test starts on Wednesday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, as well as a southern train strike over the Christmas period, the RMT Union has announced that they are planning to cancel Christmas. No trains will run across the country between the 23rd and 27th of December. Festive clothing will be banned from rail services in December. These strikes are to protest over the budget RMT workers are being given for their Christmas meal.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. I'm just playing this for you because
I wondered.
It's from Mannequin, isn't it?
I just want to sing. I'm not going to do that.
You're joining with the chorus, if you want to. She's miming it now. That's just a bit weird. So that is Victoria with the what?
You just turn it down for the good bit.
All right. Good.
It's
right.
The wrong way around.
Sophie's here next with work experience punditry. Thank you. Right, listen to it already.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. What, Cass? What, Cass? What's that weird noise? Take the fader down. Take the fader. Thank you. Good. Right. Sophie's coming in next with Work Experience Punditry. But before that, by the way, today's texter is this. Now, it's a Monday. So, hang on. It's going technically well today, isn't it? Two stories for you.
Mm.
So, Trump and Clinton, you might be aware of their work. Both going for one of them.
Yeah,
okay. Are both going for one of the most important jobs on the planet. There are Trump and Clinton children's puppets. Okay. Which I think are frightening children. That's one story.
Really?
Yes, one story. Also, Metallica, in the same weekend, have said that they may be too old to perform their song, Master of Puppets.
Why are they too old? What does it consist of?
Singing a lot.
Mm.
But they didn't think they'd be able to do it in their 70s because there's a physicality and a weight to the music. Right. So that's two puppet stories in one weekend. And one of them's about music, and one of them's about puppets. So guess what today's texter is?
Well, it's Pundo Monday.
Yep.
So is it music and puppets?
Yes!
It's fortunate.
Yeah, so we're taking music and puppets this afternoon, 87222.
Start number. Your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a music puppet.
Right, so here's one.
Hmm?
Zippy Marley. So it's like Ziggy Marley.
Okay.
But Zippy from Rainbow.
Okay.
That's how it works. That's how it's going to work. Cheryl Tweeney. Because she used to be Tweedy,
and
now it's Tweeny. Yeah. You got one?
Basil Bross.
Yes, good. See, that works. Winnie the Pooh Tang Clan. That's how simple it's going to be. Right, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're going to keep that going throughout the afternoon. So do join in. We've set the bar. Once again, the bar has been set pretty damn low for those. I'll give you another one as a for instance. Rod Stewart and Emu. Because he's like with Rod.
So bad.
I know. Okay, then. Technical shenanigans sorted out. Time filled while that was happening. Like, no one's going to notice as well. Isn't it amazing? But it's all right, because Sophie's here now to pull us out of the fire. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm a bit late because my train got cancelled.
Yeah, well, it wasn't necessarily... What happened was you were a bit late, so we knew we were going to have to kill time until you got here a little bit, and then something technical went wrong with the gear in here, and then we tried to sort of style it out a bit by talking about puppets.
It was good.
We did plan the puppet thing. That wasn't just completely off the cuff, we should say.
We had a puppet thought,
okay.
But it wasn't necessarily going to go as quick as... Anyway, it doesn't matter, Sophie, because when this goes out on the radio... We'll just edit all that out, and it'll be seamless. Yeah. Nice to see you again.
Yes, you too.
To see you is nice.
Oh,
he's not well. I love him. I love Bruce Forsyth.
Really?
Yes. You've
been
reviewing television.
I have.
As part of Work Experience Punditry. Work Experience Punditry, of course, there to let's be honest. Its main raison d'être is that we don't have to pay you. Yeah. Second to that is that we're theoretically road testing and training the next generation of critics, pundits, and broadcasters. What have you got for us?
Okay, so Channel 4 had a one-off documentary called The Gun Shop.
The Gun Shop?
Yes.
Yes, what's it about?
Well, it was a fly on the wall documentary about a gun shop.
Really?
Yeah, in Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, actually, because you can kind of see people come in and buy guns, and often these people have no idea about guns, have kids. So one woman came in with her children, her two boys. One was 9 years old, and they had a little shooting practice after... They bought the gun, and this 9-year-old boy was having a go as well.
Right.
Which is strange.
It's alien to us, isn't it? That's the problem, because it's commonplace in America, as we know, and a lot of this has been coming out in the run-up to the election and Trump and so on, and the NRA and Hillary and gun control, and it's an age-old argument. There are arguments on both sides. It's, you know, a very emotive subject, certainly in the States. And so when you do see it for yourself, being so matter-of-fact... It just feels very alien to a British person.
Yes, it was very alien, as you say. And one woman said that if everyone has a gun, she didn't want to be the one without one, which is actually kind of sums it up, really.
Yeah, that's the thinking. Have we got a clip?
Yeah, we do, yes.
We've got a clip. Okay, yes. This is The Gun Shop from Channel 4.
In America, if everybody's going to have guns, I don't want to be the one without one.
Hi! How are you guys doing today?
How does that fit in your hand?
Having kids really is what makes me so paranoid.
Evil is everywhere in this world, no matter where you look.
This one small town shop will tell you more about life in America than you can possibly imagine.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Never point this at anything you are not willing to destroy.
Just another normal day shopping for the latest deadly weapons.
It's war out here. I'm terrified.
A clip from The Gun Shop, which is Channel 4's 1 hour one-off?
Yes.
Yeah, documentary. I didn't see it, so... but it sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting, actually. And I think kind of what it was in the clip there is that the one of the men in the gun shop says, don't ever shoot this at something you don't want to destroy.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty crazy kind of quote to think that you have something that can literally destroy.
I will... it's weird, right? I fired a gun, right, in America. Because when you go to America, you sort of, again, because there's no checks, you just sort of can. Yeah. So I went to a gun range in Texas, where else, thinking I'm gonna fire a gun, right? I've always wanted, you know, you go, I'll try that.
Yeah.
This is, you know, some years ago. And I went in, and what they do is, first of all, when you walk into this, there's a gun shop and then a range behind it, it's where you can test the stuff. And it is odd because you go and you think, this is just full of guns. Because we don't have that here, a shop full of guns, that's already weird.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, you start, like, you go and ask, say, look, I'd like a gun. Can I get a gun? Yeah. Can I get a gun? And they go, yeah, you can get a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you test them for their gun, their weight, the handling, and they teach you how to do all that. And then you go, well, I need to fire it. I need to go and have a go on one. And they take you to a classroom. Literally, I've never touched one before in my life, right? So, and I'm now in a classroom with a gun, where a man is just... You think, I could just...
It's so weird.
This is so... He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
He hasn't checked me.
So
I could
bizarre.
Do anything with this. And it really is a kind of really strange concept. And as you say, with kids firing them as well, I mean, it's...
It's really weird. It's a bit like driving. It's like putting a kid in a car and being like, cool, you can go and drive this around London. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, what do we learn from the documentary, though? What does it teach us?
I think one of the things I learned, which I suppose is... Most people probably know this, but that when a kind of a massive incident kind of happens in the US, the gun shops sales go up massively it kind of spikes, which is quite sad because obviously people are just like, oh God, I need to go and buy a gun because...
So the opposite happens.
Yeah.
So you would think, because whenever there is a terrible incident, and yes, sadly, most often in America, with, you know, people going to schools with guns and these massacres.
Yeah.
And in shopping centres, whatever. You would think, and that's when the gun control lobby speak out, but it has the opposite effect. It does.
Yeah. It's not, oh, we shouldn't be having guns. This is what happens.
We need more guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's arguments there that say you've heard them, the NRA, and so on, so no, because if I had a gun, he wouldn't have killed that many people. Seemingly forgetting to our sort of liberal this side of the pond ears and eyes that, well, if there weren't any guns, they wouldn't have done that in the first place.
Exactly.
But then they say, yeah, but if you've got the notion to kill, you don't have to use your gun, you can go and do something else. So it is, I mean, that's why it's such a tricky argument.
It is very difficult.
I suppose. And very political.
Yeah.
But I fired the gun, because they then send you into the gun range,
yeah,
and you go in and you wear goggles and headphones and so on and so forth, ear defenders. And I have to say that I was so nervous, because they point you down a like in Lethal Weapon, you know, when Martin Riggs has the paper target and he makes it go down the end of the range. Mm-hmm. And like, so you do that. You know, and you press a button and the paper target moves further away. And literally, they teach you how to hold it.
Yeah.
And I had a Glock 17.
That means nothing to me.
Gun fans. And the idea of firing it down to... And I was shaking. I was so nervous trying to, thinking I'm going to have to fire this gun. But I'm not joking. The first time you fire it, the feeling of the rush of adrenaline...
Ooh.
And the feeling of power that you have is quite addictive. And I could see for the first time why people, perhaps once they've done it... wouldn't necessarily want to get... Because at the time I wanted a gun. I was like, this is amazing! Because it makes you feel like you're in a movie, which is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got a gun, let's be clear. I couldn't get it passed through customs, they took it off me. But to hold one and fire an actual gun, the recoil... Because you're not expecting that. You know,
you kind of feel like
you're in a movie. And of course then, like an idiot, at one point, I got hit in the face by the shell from the bullet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd been shot?
Well, I did!
That's really scary.
It is scary. But the reason for it was this. So I was like, yeah, come on. Once you get into it, you just go
sideways.
I went sideways.
Oh, no.
I went sideways. And what happens? The shell ejects out of the side, but of course leaps upwards if you're holding the gun sideways and hits you in the face quite hard. And I was like, ah! And the guy came over and he goes, what did you do? Did you turn it sideways like gangster? I went...
Why don't they show that in films?
Well, that's it. And he just went, oh. He said, everyone comes in here and does that. And that's what happens. You can't fire a gun. Like, you have to keep it upright. Oh. Otherwise, that happened. Stupid films, he went.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
Jack Bauer definitely does that all the time.
There you go. Jack Bauer would get hit in the eye with his own gun shell.
He wouldn't care, though.
Yeah. I cared. Anyway, that's my gun tale. What are we talking about? Little tease to where we're going next.
The Crown, Netflix, is up next.
Oh, The Crown. You see, they don't have those in America, do they? they don't understand it.
It's
very English.
We have crowns.
They come over here. They can try them on. Get excited by them. Can't they? Just walk in. Walk in and try a crown on any crown shop here.
Don't try them on sideways. You put your eye out.
Yeah. The Queen does, though, doesn't she?
Yeah,
I've seen the
documentary.
Yeah, the Queen do it. Yeah. She doesn't get poked in the eye. We'll talk about The Crown next with Sophie. It's television work experience, punditry, listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on 3x2-inch sawn easy edge timber for only 99 pence per metre ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range at participating retailers from the 11th to the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96!
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Leicestershire's northbound M1 is queuing past an accident involving a lorry between 23 for Loughborough and 23A at the A42. The M6 South in the West Midlands is struggling. Two lanes are out just after 9 for Wensbury because of an accident. Queues are back to 10 at Wolverhampton. No change in Oxfordshire for the northbound A34, which is closed between the Milton and the Botley interchanges because of an accident. So that's as you head north towards Oxford. And in King's Lynn, the A47 still closed at the pullover roundabout following an incident there involving a fuel tanker. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status. Until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Clinton and Trump puppets are scaring children. That is what we learn in the news. In the same breath, Metallica have said they are getting too old to perform their seminal, well, I don't mean fluid, work, Master of Puppets. That links us to Puppets and Music. That's today's texting. You can get in at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Look at this. Chris in Braintree's been on.
Mm?
Dipsy Rascal. I'm counting Dipsy, La La. They are puppet-ish.
Yeah, that's, you know, fair.
They don't have to be manipulated by the human hand above them or in them. You get the whole body in there. That's
their hands
still,
do.
Yeah, that's still a puppet as far as I'm concerned. That's good. What have you got, Cornelia?
This is from Michael, who says Puff City.
I think that's...
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
This is from Jane, who says, Bag Pussy Cat Dolls.
Yeah, good. Gavin's been on with Punch and Judas Priest. and this from Laura, KD Clangers.
I don't get that
KD,
one.
KD Lang. KD Clang.
Okay,
KD,
yeah.
Clang. Clangers. KD. Duran Durandy Pandy. There we go. Keep them coming in, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a pun.
Sophie is with us. She's today's work experience pundit. She is reviewing television. We've already talked about The Gun Shop, which is a Channel 4 documentary. Very timely broadcasting, of course, with the American election coming into its final straight. Given the opposing stances that Trump and Hillary have on gun control and how it has been an issue at the election. And interesting to see what happens to gun control depending on who gets in, I suppose. But now we are moving from presidents to queens. We are talking about The Crown. Which is Netflix, is it not?
It is Netflix, yes.
Okay, tell us about The Crown.
So, it was released on Thursday, I believe, all of the episodes. So, you can go and binge watch that if you need. But basically, it is a Netflix drama that basically portrays the political rivalries and romances of Queen Elizabeth II. In her reign and the events that shaped the second half of the 20th century.
Now, isn't this a story that we already know quite well? And so what's the point in revisiting it?
Well, I don't know what the point is. However, I was not born for most of her reigning years.
Yeah.
So for me and my generation, that's quite interesting to kind of learn about the events that did happen and kind of what her role was within them. So in that aspect, it was quite interesting.
So it's historically accurate.
Yes.
I mean, because it is a drama, though, isn't it?
So yes.
What have they done? Because there was a film not that long ago where, let me try, I can't remember what it's called, but it was about the young Queen Elizabeth and the young Princess Margaret going out for a night on the town, which did, in disguise, essentially, which did actually happen, but they completely dramatised the story. So I just wondered how accurate it is, where they've gone with it.
Well, I read an article that was written by The Guardian's royal correspondent, and she basically has been doing it for 30 years and said that it was very kind of surreal for her to watch it because it was almost like watching a drama and she had to kind of roll herself back and think, oh, no, this is actually a drama, not a documentary.
I see.
So
liberties have been taken.
Yes, yeah. But it is pretty factually accurate.
All right, well, we'll talk about it a bit more in a moment. I think we have the trailer
yes,
for The
do.
Crown. This is from Netflix.
Might I suggest not being head of the church for a minute, or head of state, or the army, or the navy, or the government, or the fount of justice, or the whole damn circus, frankly.
And be what?
A living, breathing thing, a woman. A sister, a daughter, a wife.
The less you do, the less you say...
Or think, or feel, or breathe, or exist...
The better.
But where does that leave me?
You've taken my career from me, you've taken my home, you've taken my name. I thought we were in this together.
I saw that look between the two of you.
You must tell no one.
Margaret.
Miss Queen, you are defender of the faith.
It is my duty to refuse Margaret marriage to a divorced man, and yet I will be breaking a promise not only to my sister, but also to my late father.
Remember what Papa called us?
Yes. Elizabeth is my pride, and Margaret is my joy.
But Margaret is my joy.
So where does it start?
So it starts in 1947.
Yeah.
And her father, George VI, or Albert, as he was known, wasn't he? Is still the king, and it kind of is the last few years of his life and his reign. So it kind of shows his illness and how they kind of deal with that in the family.
Yeah. So this is 5 years before she became queen, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, and so does it deal with the whole... Because she was in Kenya, I think, when she was... when she learned of her father's death. So essentially knew she was going to become treetops, as I remember. I don't remember. I wasn't alive, let me be clear. But I know the story.
So it does go through that as well, which is quite interesting.
So is the sort of... And I'm sure there is one. The whole love story side of it is how she meets Philip and all that. Is that all part of it?
It's not the meeting, they kind of go straight in with the marriage.
Do they?
Yeah.
So we don't see the flirty Philip.
No. They go straight into the wedding pretty much in the first episode. They kind of portray him as quite a kind of not very nice man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
a bit racist at times. Maybe.
But it's, I don't know.
Fond of shooting wildlife in the face. Isn't it? What do you mean not nice?
He just comes across as very nasty and just horrible.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't think he was like that, but maybe he is. Oh.
Do they show the wedding night?
No. Oh.
You know, this modern day and age, that could have been a ratings grabber.
Yeah, it could have been.
You know, I'm just suggesting that could have been a thing. Yeah. So, what do you make of it, though? Did you
liked it.
You did?
I thought it was good. And I am going to watch more than the two episodes that I've watched.
Okay.
I think the kind of further you go along the story, or not story, the years, the more interesting it might become.
How is it, like, does this go on forever? How many episodes is it?
I don't know. I think it's 10.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
All right. Well, very quickly, third, because the news is on the way, but Citizen Khan.
Yes, that is the third and final thing. I didn't enjoy it, I have to say. It was pretty awful, in my opinion. Yeah. Had some
it's your
kind
opinion
of,
we're after. Your yes. work experience. Your job is as pundit to give us your opinion. That's fine, so, Sophie. This is what the point of the exercise is.
It was pretty old, out of date sitcom, and basically, I thought that it kind of was basically Fawlty Towers, but in a Asian way.
Yes.
So Mr. Khan is the Asian equivalent of Basil Fawlty.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you see what's happened is that you know, well-loved sitcom characters have certain traits, don't
yes.
they? They think they're more important than they are, except the underdog, except that, you know, they've got ideas of grandeur and all that kind of thing. Look, everyone from Alan Partridge to Basil Fawlty to David Brent and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a similar sort of thing. And this is like series 3 or 4 now, I think?
Fifth
series.
I think so, yeah. And the first episode was the classic Mr. Khan forgets his wedding anniversary, so wife is angry episode.
Yeah. I mean, it does all right. It's pretty successful, though, isn't it?
It is, but there were a lot of negative reviews about this episode, actually.
There were a lot
around.
Of negative reviews when it started as well. But I don't... It depends. You know, there is an audience for it. And it may not necessarily be us. I don't know. But it's obviously, given it's set in the Asian community, I think that's a big audience for
yeah.
it there. I think
mm-hmm.
that's possibly true. I remember speaking to Yasmin Khan out of this parish about it. Mm-hmm. And she thought she didn't like it because she said that all of the sort of Asian stereotypes within it were just that, lazy stereotypes, and that it had been done much better in Goodness Gracious Me, for instance, many years before.
Yeah.
Which, interestingly, Goodness Gracious Me, of course, had a very diverse audience, I think, from all sides. So, but not for you.
No, I think it's just, like you say, it's been done better before in other places.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, nothing new and average.
All right. Speaking of average, out of 10
Ooh.
For all of it.
5.5
That's low for you. That's a low one this week.
Citizen Khan really brought
really
that
dragged
down.
It down.
Really
How
did.
Many out of 10 would you give Citizen Khan out of interest?
2
Whoa.
Yeah. The other two were 7 each.
Wow, that
yeah.
did drag it down.
Yeah.
All right. Sophie, thank you very much indeed.
That's right.
Sophie there, work experience punditry, partly there to train the next generation of broadcasters and critics, mostly there because we don't have to pay her. There'll be another work experience pundit along tomorrow reviewing music. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Our guest, Mike Wilmot, stand-up, joins us very shortly indeed. Also today, the band Busted are in. That's right. In around... look at Sophie's little face there!
Why can't I stay for that?
She's so, look at her face. I'm so excited. Oh, I don't, no offence to Mike Wilmot sitting out there, but you didn't say that when I said his name, did you?
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. I was apologising the way out now. Right, also, speaking of diversity, our diversity paper review this afternoon. And let us not forget, package. Regular listeners will know that Cornelius.
Hello.
Was asked to host the Beckenham Municipal Firework Display on Saturday night. Due to his celebrity status of being poorly paid sidekick on a little listened to radio show. On the 32nd most popular national radio station out of a possible 39. We sent him armed with tasks and recording equipment to hear the results of that before the end of the show at 4. Just after 2:30 now here on Talk Radio, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Two prisoners have escaped from HMP Pentonville in North London. The Ministry of Justice has not confirmed reports they used diamond-tipped cutting equipment to cut through cell bars. It comes as questions have been raised about the government's prison reform plans after a riot which saw 200 inmates go on the rampage at Bedford Jail. It took 6 hours to get back under control. Michael Rolfe is the head of the Prison Officers Association.
Under the circumstances, with the lack of staff resource here, prisoners have had it pretty tough, and there is some pretty dirty, grotty, squalid conditions for people to live in. But, you know, the staff try really hard to insist that, as good a regime is provided as possible.
Tesco Bank has frozen some transactions after 20,000 of its customers had money stolen in a security breach at the weekend. It's promised all those affected will get a refund. It's understood the government is preparing a bill for Parliament to begin the process of leaving the European Union. Union. Last week, the High Court ruled that MPs must have a vote on triggering Article 50, although ministers are appealing. Swedish investigators are going to question Julian Assange about sexual assault accusations inside the Ecuadorian embassy. The country says it will let prosecutors and detectives into the diplomatic residence in London next week. Mr. Assange, who denies the claims, has been holed up there for more than 4 years. And Robbie Williams says he'd love to headline Glastonbury next year. The singer's announced a 2017 stadium tour, which will see 29 shows across 18 countries. The weather, most areas chilly with some sunny spells, showers across West Wales and eastern areas of England and Scotland, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
No, there's not.
There's more now.
There's more now.
Is that your impression of me today?
Yes.
Victoria, this morning, said to me as I walked into the office, she only cheerily greets me with a "Hi, John."
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, and today she went,
I think you're like, exaggerating.
Well, only slightly, and I was like, "Oh dear, that sounds bad." That's
you didn't say that. You were like, "How are you?" And I said, "Okay," and you just wandered off.
Okay, I'm just trying to make it, you know, seem like
you didn't care.
More of a.
The only thing you cared about was me infecting you with whatever I've got.
That's right. I'm a little bit worried about that. But you know,
it's going to happen. Like, I've found some TalkSport people who are ill too. So you know, it's going round.
It's going round the building. Mm. Great. And there's you breathing into a muff.
A microphone.
Yeah. Now, Victoria's bonus news happens every day at around 2:30 because there's one reason for it, one reason only. It's that her news bulletins were cut by a third about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we don't know why, but she does have to make the time up because she still gets paid the same. Hence the invention of bonus news, where Victoria has to do animal news, vegetable news or mineral news, because, you know, that covers everything, on consecutive days. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news. My favourite vegetable is potato because it has a variety of application methods. What's yours, John?
Putting them in... What?
You weren't listening.
I was listening.
This is new.
But what I do...
Do it again, Marta. Do it again.
What?
Vegetable news. My favourite vegetable is a potato because it has a variety of application methods. Yeah. What's yours, John?
Well, like I said, I like putting it in a thing I can't mention on the radio. That's what I was going to say.
What's your favourite vegetable? That was the question.
Oh, I thought he was asking me what my favourite potato application was.
No.
Well, that wasn't clear, was it?
It's Ben's fault.
Play it again? That didn't make any
vegetable
sense.
Vegetable news. My favourite vegetable is a potato because it has a variety of application methods. What's yours, John?
Suggesting that he wants to know my application method.
No, suggesting he wants to know what's your favourite vegetable.
Well, it's not very clear.
Well, I think you're just being awkward. Oh, what's your favourite vegetable?
Oh, that's, I don't know,
Shall I come back to you after vegetable news?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
You have a little ponder.
I don't need to think about that, actually.
Okay. So, first of all, as the Americans might call it, Britain's biggest potato chip maker, Walkers, is reportedly hiking prices. I can't speak.
Well, we know that.
Prices because of Brexit.
Yes.
It's understood the average cost of a bag of their crisps is rising from 50p to 55p.
Right.
Okay, plans to make Turin Italy's first vegetarian city are proving divisive. The mayor of Turin announced the idea in the summer, saying it'll safeguard the environment, the health of the citizens and the welfare of animals. And while environmentalists and vegetarians have welcomed the idea, others say it contravenes the culinary tradition of the region. And if you like gin and vegetables, this is the drink for you. A distillery in Cambridge has developed the only gin in the world to be made with peas. It's called, they're doing a drink called Pea and Tonic, and it's set with tonic, mint and cucumber.
Why isn't it P and T?
I didn't make it
Can
up. I'm just reporting
them?
The facts.
Can you email them?
No. John, what's your favourite veg?
Broccoli.
Oh, what? Tender stem.
I like a broccoli. Oh,
tender stem or just regular?
That's a rather personal question. I don't like it that much.
I don't know what you mean. I'm talking about vegetables.
Oh, misunderstood that as well. Right, that was Victoria there with vegetable news.
Vegetable news. My favourite vegetable is a potato because it has a variety of application methods.
Yeah.
What's yours, John?
Broccoli, I've just told you. Thank you very much, Victoria and Ben. there. Our guest today joins us, Mike Wilmot, comedian, joins us very shortly indeed. Before that, though, we have been out on the streets. And, well, we do it on a daily basis, as regular listeners will know. We go out on the street. The streets are out there, and what we've noticed is that there's people on them. There are people on the streets. We send our crack team of reporters out each day, so-called, because they are a team of reporters that are on crack. And they shove their microphones in strangers' faces to ask them what they think. Today we've been asking the strangers, do they think combine harvesters or footsteps?
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
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 Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
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 Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
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 Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Combine harvesters.
Footsteps.
Well, that's what the people think out on the streets. So we went to ask them if they thought combine harvesters or footsteps, and that's what they were saying. But the question is, what do you think? That's what we need to know. Do you think combine harvesters? Or do you think footsteps? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word combine harvesters or footsteps.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's so 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for my grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With higher purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Leicestershire's Northbound M1 is queuing past an accident involving a lorry between 23 for Loughborough and 23A at the A42. The M6 South in the West Midlands is struggling. Two lanes are out just after 9 for Wensbury because of an accident. Queues are back to 10 at Wolverhampton. No change in Oxfordshire for the Northbound A34, which is closed between the Milton and the Botley interchanges because of an accident. So that's as you head north towards Oxford. And in King's Lynn, the A47 still closed at the pullover roundabout following an incident there involving a fuel tanker. I'm Jarena Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad. Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental, £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status. Until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am him. Good afternoon. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am that bit, what that bit of production just said. Let's meet our guest this afternoon, or one of them anyway. So we promised you hot comedy guest action. That is what we deliver. Welcome, Mike Wilmot. How are you?
That was great. I want that little bit of intro music in my ear. I want that in my head you can, all the time.
Just playing whenever you walk or speak.
Yes. Just, yeah. That's. I felt like a superhero there.
It's quite. I think
I should have been lowered into my seat.
Yeah. We could have. If you'd let us know, we could have arranged that.
I should have got here earlier.
There are a lot of, as you've probably seen on your way in, we share an office with Talk Sport. There are a lot of burly people out there who could lower you into a seat.
I like being lowered into a seat by a burly person. I find when a skinny person does it, it gets a little scary.
Yeah. Depending on how far you are from the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
So, look, it's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
But obviously, now, you're obviously Canadian.
That's right.
Well, not obviously. Well, I'm telling you that you're Canadian.
I'm a pretty gruff guy, so I come off as an American, even to my people.
Well, what I wanted to ask you about before we, you know, talk about all your stuff is what the Canadian... Because we're hearing a lot out of America at the moment about what's going to happen in the next couple of days. I just wonder what the Canadian... what do the people of Canada make of what's going on just south of the border?
Canadians typically... It's like we're living... You're living next door to what could be a violent alcoholic man. And that's how Canada exists. We wave every morning, just play, how are you doing today, Mr. America? So I'm staying here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go home.
Yeah.
We got a wonderful prime minister now who he hasn't done anything, but he is dreamy. That's all you keep hearing is Justin Trudeau is dreamy.
Is dreamy.
He's a good-looking guy. He takes a lot of selfies. America, I don't give a damn. I'm forcing myself to every day. I'm Canadian. It has nothing to do with me. Brexit, don't care. I'm Canadian.
Oh, you
I'm
see, Canadian. That's it. Because nothing happens, you know, on that scale in Canada yet. You know,
we had that French referendum.
Oh yeah, you had that,
and they lost that by 1%. You know, who cares?
Yeah, but it's good that you can just swan about. Like, not no one hates Canadians. You know, people hate Americans. People hate British people. No one hates Canadians.
Only Canadians.
Yeah,
exactly. We learned that from the Brits. We learned that horrible. We can out apologize a Brit any day of the week.
Yeah,
we can. We're sort of weird.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
The more I travel, the more I realize how it was a great English actor. I can't remember now. He's dead for years now. He had a Russian name. Doesn't matter.
Okay, don't make me list every dead actor.
We'll go on forever. He said that Toronto was New York if it was run by the Swiss. And I thought, that's Canada in general.
Yeah.
It's America if America was run by the Swiss.
I once got trapped on a bridge, right, between... So it must have been Niagara Falls. I was on a bridge between America and Canada, and I hadn't got my passport, right? And I persuaded the American guy at the end... This was years ago, so pre-Homeland Security as it is now. But I was like, I want to go and stand on the border. The middle of the bridge was the border between America and Canada. I'll go and stand on the border. And the guy without my passport just said, okay, look, you and your mates, with three of us, you can go to the border. I'll watch you go up there. And then you have your photograph taken, and then turn around and come back, and I'll just let you in. Anyway, we went up, did that, looked over the bridge at the falls, and got a photograph, went back. He'd gone for lunch. The new guy, right, wouldn't let us back into America.
Man.
Right? Seriously, because we only got our passports. And we go, no, your colleague just said... no, you're not coming into America. We're like, no, but we're staying in America. So they wouldn't let us in. What did we do? We went to the Canadian border, friendly as you like. Just yeah, come in.
If you're not Canadian, they're horrible to fellow Canadians. They think we're all smuggling something from America back. Like, what do you got on you? What did you get?
Yeah.
I had a joint once going across to America, and by mistake, when it was legal, somewhere, yeah, where was I? Wherever it's legal.
Yeah, that's it. Where I know was. Another place, yeah.
And I was coming back, Colorado, that's it, then, for this story. I was coming back, and we were at the, and then the dogs didn't smell it. Like, until I got my suit jacket, then I found it there.
Yeah.
But that was the only time I'm glad the dogs now are just trained to smell bombs. I was so thrilled that terrorists did that. Thank you, terrorism.
Yeah, they've given us something.
Yeah,
if nothing else.
There's always something. Yeah. There's a silver lining in everything.
So what do you make of the Trump-Clinton poll? What I can't understand, right, is that they're neck and neck in the polls.
No, they're not.
Right, but, bear with me, but the thing is that she's just done some emailing. And he's, like, groped people and all manner of horrible things. But yet, still up there with her. I don't...
Well, that just shows you how stupid so many people are. I used to be an optimist. I used to think maybe 15% of any given population of any kind are complete morons. Complete
yeah.
hate-filled, bigot moron people. And I was off by a lot. It's about 40. 40%. We had a mayor in Toronto, crack smoking.
I loved him.
He racist, homophobe. And he, like you just said, he was loved.
Yeah.
Because he was like, people aren't looking at these people as rulers or leaders anymore. They're just something to watch on television.
Is it entertaining crack smoking? What was his name?
Rob Ford.
Rob Ford, that's right.
Yeah.
But he provided us all with those videos of him smoking crack and falling over.
And knocking over that little old lady was wonderful.
Yeah, all those hours of entertainment he provided us with.
We think he was at, I used to do the college circuit years ago in Canada with Corky and the Juice Pigs.
Yeah.
And I'm almost convinced that him and his brother ran a college and on the side sold hash.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive it's the same two dudes.
Yeah.
But he's dead now. He died of
right.
He died not too long ago, and not a big hullabaloo.
I think for me, he put Canada on the map.
Well, he put Toronto on the map, embarrassingly. I was living out here, and I just, every day, I was addicted to it.
Well,
a crackhead on a crackhead. I couldn't get enough information.
We just wanted Boris Johnson to go down the same route, I think, at the time.
Well,
he sort of cut it out in a way.
He's turned his pure evil now.
Look, how do you... Because you've been here... We were just talking about this. So you've been in this country...
Since 97?
Seven. Right.
I first did Edinburgh in 95.
Yeah.
Then I fell in love with the scene, like with the comics, you know, because back home it was a bit weirder. It was a bit more... It was a bit more how it is now, actually.
Okay.
It was like a big industry. And in Britain, it was just sort of this, like people with, a disorder.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we all
yeah.
have similar disorders. And, oh, look, you can make some money on the side with your disorder. So I fell in love with it. And I lived around here.
Yeah, because we're in Hatfield, just on the South Bank. And you were saying you used to live just behind here.
Yeah, just on Lower Marsh. It was fantastic. It was just a bit crappy and a bit lovely. And
it's a bit crappy now.
And when you go across, you still want to go through. I want to see how long I can hold my breath, because the urine in that tunnel, you'd get at one end, and you'd hold it in and see, and never could I get to. But I've been running now. I quit smoking. I want to see if I can get through that tunnel. That's my way home thing.
Walking through the Talk Sport studios smells much the same.
Sporty guys tend to pee themselves.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's also to do the tests they have to go through.
Well, they lose control down there. Too many hits. No idea what I'm saying. Sport. I don't know what sports are.
Us either. Frankly, do you? So you're bringing what show to wear? Because that's why we're talking.
Here's
what are you doing?
Thing, because of Edinburgh and all these bloody theme shows, it's just an hour of me.
Yeah.
I have no theme. I want to scare the hell out of them. I'm going to start talking about type 2 diabetes, maybe for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And say, look, this show isn't about that. I just want to see, see their faces of like, oh, not another one of these theme shows.
It is. That's the vogue now, though, isn't it? People have, there was a recent thing about people's, because comedians were all getting to that certain age where their parents started to die. And you got a raft of comedians going, here's the thing about my relationship with my father that's just
gone.
And they theme the shows. But you're right, when you started off, right, it's guy with microphone has jokes, right? That was how it...
Well, basically, it's always been about me.
Yeah.
And how I get through life. If that's a theme, like, if there's an arc in the story, that's totally by accident.
Yeah.
You know, but basically, it's me trying to live right now would be a crazy menopausal person. So I'm, you know, I've been with my wife 30 years. So that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's always been
about life.
That. It's about my horrible, stupid existence.
Yeah.
And how humor lets me get away with murder. I think.
Yeah, well, that'd be an interesting climax.
Although I did
show
dream I set her on fire last night. That's a weird one. I've never had that one before.
Wow.
I just set her on fire.
And what led to that?
Talk that she was setting... I've been watching too much Netflix. That's exactly what... It's a result of watching nothing but ultra-violent television.
Yeah.
For the last 2 months.
Did you wake up and just go, oh, I had a dream last night? She was expecting something nice, like a frisky dream.
Yeah.
Go,
no, I set her on fire.
I set you on fire. Yeah.
Like, you know where they take, like, a can of spray and a lighter?
Yeah.
Like that
don't
way.
Don't do it, kid.
I love her with all my heart. I really, really do, but it's something.
That was how James Bond dispatched a spider once in a film.
There's a lot of dispatching with that.
Yeah.
The classic face burn and run. I think Jason's had it, like, 7 times
oh, yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You'd figure he wouldn't have any aerosols in his place.
Yeah. What do you make of because Brexit? Because you've been here all that time. I know we've talked about it.
I lost. Like I could, if I left a week earlier back to Canada, I would have had an extra couple of grand.
That's what happened, though, isn't it?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Like plunge. And I know nothing about money. My wife gets it all. I don't know anything.
Oh, Bernie face.
That's the worst. That's the first time I had like an app to my phone.
Yeah.
That tells me how much I got screwed.
Yeah.
And I personally, I couldn't care less. I don't care Britain, Europe, America. I don't care about home. I just want the menopause to be over. That's all. If there's no referendum there, I'm staying here until she's better. And then I'll stop having these dreams of setting her alight.
Yeah, yeah, which is an interesting way of dealing with it.
I think there's nothing worse, honestly, than white privileged people, when they get scared, they get evil and desperate.
Yeah.
And that's humans. We're really just, I think if you're optimistic, sadly, this is what I think optimism is.
Go on.
If you look at humanity as enlightened beings, you'll drink yourself to death. You'll never be happy. But if you look at us as a bunch of shaved apes, we're doing great for shaved monkeys. We're flying around. We went to the moon. Monkeys on the moon, man. So we're, in a way, we're okay. We don't care about other human beings. Like that's obvious. And I don't like to pretend like we do. I think we're a bunch of savages, and now we're getting really dumb, though. It's not only being savage, we're really stupid monkeys.
Yeah.
And I think somebody's got to turn off the TV for a while.
Well, you've got to turn off Netflix, by the sound of things.
I can't. Yeah. I have to, because I'm having these burning my wife dreams. I blame Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, well, that is...
And Luke Cage?
Yeah.
I get them both mixed up. It's savage
I was going to ask you for your recommendation, actually.
First three seasons of Daredevil is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Luke, I'm just warming up to now, but really, you will have dreams that you're burning your friends.
I'm not sure that's a good...
No, it's very bad for you. It's very, very... I'll watch a documentary about a guy that invented the Segway and can purify water. That was beautiful.
The same guy invented...
Yeah. It's amazing. It's called Slingshot. You have to see the documentary. It's unbelievable how intelligent this man is and the inventions that he has created.
I'm quite keen on it.
So I watch that.
Yeah.
And then I watch the other one about Bob Weir and the Grateful Dead. I watch all these, and you know, The Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
All these very positive, and then I start drinking wine, and I watch... ultra-violent things.
Maybe it's the wine. I don't know.
It's wine brings
I'm no
it out
expert.
In me.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been good to have you in. That went
well,
zipped by, didn't it?
Yeah.
So this is your gig, Uncle.
Oh, right. And by the way, that, again, the elderly young comics call me Uncle Mike. That's the only reason I called it Uncle.
Yeah.
This is not about my uncle. This isn't about me becoming an uncle.
Yeah.
It's just Uncle.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncle. Yeah, like I'm gonna pin you on the ground and make you scream. That's at the end of the show. I'm gonna arm wrestle everybody.
What better reason not to come? I mean, that's
there you go. It's a bloody show. So I'm getting all worked up again.
When is it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
No, when? Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. Friday, and Saturday at the Soho Theatre.
In London.
In one of the cooler parts of the world.
Yeah. All right. Listen, it's been good to have you in.
Oh, bless.
Thank you very much.
Nice
good to get
here.
a Canadian take on why everyone hates each other.
Yeah, it's the same as an American, but with rounder vowels.
Yeah. Mike Wilmot, there's the dates. Look at the internet. Soho Theatre is where you're going to find him, as he rightly said. Now, after 3 o'clock, we will be indulging ourselves in the big debate. There will be a diversity debate pay-per-view and more guest action as Busted join us. That's right, Mike. Busted.
Okay.
I know you're excited.
I'm staying.
I know.
I'm in the corner.
Joining us on the show before 4 o'clock this afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Now at TradePoint, the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is just after 3 o'clock, and it's a Monday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prisoners on the run, work starts on Brexit bill, and a student's fake ad gets praise.
Talk Radio.
A manhunt is underway after two inmates at Pentonville Prison in North London escaped. Unconfirmed reports suggest guards only realised they disappeared when they found mannequins in their beds. The jail is already facing criticism after a prisoner was stabbed to death there last month. It comes as there's to be an investigation into a six-hour riot at HMP Bedford last night. Steve Gillen, the General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, has told Talk Radio standards there need to be improved now.
Perhaps the Secretary of State either needs to look at this urgently and put in a system that is going to address all this now, not in 2018 or 2019, but now. And if she can't, then she ought to consider a position and resign.
Hackers have stolen money from almost 20,000 Tesco Bank customers. The company's frozen some transactions and promised everyone who's been affected will get their money back. The government has started preparing the first draft of a bill to start the formal process of leaving the EU. That's despite ministers appealing against a High Court ruling. The MPs must have a vote on when Brexit negotiations start. Gina Miller, who led the case, has told Talk Radio she's faced a backlash after last week's decision.
Of course everyone's angry and upset and hateful for what I've done because they were led up the garden path. They were told, go out there, get involved, and we'll do your bidding. But these politicians at that time saying it had their fingers crossed behind their backs, hoping they'd never actually have to do it. And guess what? They misjudged it, and now they're in a corner.
Donald Trump has accused the FBI of impropriety after the Bureau cleared Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing following a new investigation into her emails. There's just one day to go till Americans go to the polls to vote for a new president. And a student who made a fake John Lewis Christmas ad for his A-level coursework has been praised by the retailer. Nick Jablonka's media assignment's been viewed 500,000 times online after people thought it was a real thing.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places chilly with some sunny spells. Showers across West Wales and eastern areas of England and Scotland with highs of 9 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
Right.
So the latest on the mannequin people.
Yes.
So they're
on the run.
They're on the run. They put mannequins in the beds.
We believe so. It's unconfirmed at the moment.
Unconfirmed mannequins.
Yeah.
We still don't know where they got mannequins. No. So I know, you know, you can smuggle things in and out of prison.
That does happen.
Willy and also Nilly. We hear of drones taking your mobile phones and drugs.
Yeah, this
but
is
if you hang a mannequin from a drone, someone's going to spot that.
Unless it's just little piece by piece.
What, bit?
Like a hand one day, a foot the next. I don't know. I'm just speculating, which I shouldn't. But it saw outside help was involved in this escape.
Yes.
So maybe probably, surprisingly, yeah. Okay. Well, unsurprisingly, even.
All right. Just keep us up to date on the mannequin news, because we're all interested now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Victoria there with the mannequin news. Now, Ben. There's a small man of Ben with his pre-recorded sport. Today, it's live from a creepy child sing-song in an owl abattoir.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Scotland assistant manager Mark McGee says the players have a huge appetite for the upcoming clash with England. Sheffield Wednesday striker Stephen Fletcher's a doubt for the World Cup qualifier. The Celtic captain Scott Brown should be fit. Meanwhile, interim England manager Gareth Southgate has yet to make a decision on whether Harry Kane will start on Friday. Southgate's also revealed he's included a potential replacement for Theo Walcott, whose wife's due to give birth. Arsenal club legend Martin Keown has told TalkSport that Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho risks alienating his players with his latest comments. Speaking after yesterday's 3-1 win over Swansea, Mourinho questioned Chris Smalling and Luke Shaw for missing the game with injury problems. Keown reckons that won't have gone down well.
I could have said that. I'll be knocking on his door first thing this morning to sort of challenge him. Where's the trust element? The other players will look at it and they'll think, OK, that could be me next. This has gone public and it's a dangerous game to play with.
Finally, England fast bowler Stuart Broad is set to win his 100th Test match cap when their series with India gets underway this week. Broad, who made his debut against the Bangladesh in 2007, says it'll be a great moment. It starts on Wednesday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there. With the pre-recorded sport, live from an owl's abattoir where some creepy children are singing. Obviously. You listen to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So yeah, Talk Radio in the afternoon is just coming up to a time. Don't forget Busted joining us in the studio. Busted, bloody Busted. Charlie. Matt. The other one. In with us before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Also on the programme, don't forget today we are giving away a benefits cap. Now, you'll have heard that the government benefits cap is coming into force today with benefits capped at a maximum of £20,000. That's very much in all of the papers today. So we are giving away a benefits cap. It's a Talk Radio cap with the word benefits written on it. If you'd like one, just text the words I'd like one to Talk Radio Benefits Cap Offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. What you need to do is write yourself a text, send yourself a text, and then print that text out and post it to us at that address. Say, I'd like a benefits cap. Talk Radio Benefits Cap Offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So, Donald and Hillary, up a tree, C-A-M-P-A-I-G-N-I-N-G. It is the final day of campaigning in America before the US voters go to the polls tomorrow. And on this last day, it seems they're turning to star power. Now, we've been looking at this. Hillary has got Katy Perry on side. She's got Beyonce, she's got Jay-Z and John Bon Jovi. and Chance the Rapper. This could be a misprint. That could be Jack the Ripper. I don't know. Well, who's on Donald Trump's side? Let's have a look at the list. Who's he got at his rallies on stage? Later today, speaking out for Trump. Hitler. Yosemite Sam. Nigel Farage. Hitler again. And Julia Hartley Brewer. The polls are neck and neck, with most US commentators saying that as America turns out to vote, there's very little space between the candidates. Now, listening to me say the word space there, and on the telephone line that we've got here is Andrew. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you heard me say the word space, and you've called in as soon as you heard me say it, because, well, you don't think we need space anymore. You'd like to see an end to the notion of space. Is that right?
I can't stand it. It's infuriating. It's full of negatives.
Yep.
Inconceivable, just the, how much I just can't stand it. I'm sorry, I just can't get the words out.
No, well, I can understand your anger. I mean, it's nerve-wracking phoning over a radio station. I realise I know you're a first-time caller, but it's good that you're calling in. The notion of space, I mean, it's let me get this straight. It's not just when you look up into the night sky you physically vomit, which I know you do, and I understand that. But it's also whenever you see any space at all, including in any way, like on an email where there's a space between words, you physically vomit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very difficult to get that point across to people, because you want to say that space is a waste of, and then the only word that comes out then is space.
Yes.
So I just have to stick with space is waste.
Yes. Okay, look, stay on the line for me. And I know you've got a sick bag with you, so just hold that close, because we are going to be, I'll warn you now, we are going to be talking about it. I know, just have that. Is it, just out of interest, is it a full sick bag, or is there any
in it? There is no space at the moment. It's good. Spilling out everywhere.
Good, right. So just hold it on top. So if you do need to be sick, just do that. Don't worry about us hearing it. You know, it's fine. It's good that we address these issues head on rather than try and sweep them under the carpet. Nick's on the other line. Nick, come in, please, to this conversation. That's Andrew. The notion of space makes him vomit. What do you think?
I feel sorry for him. I feel very sorry for him. And I'm not one to sort of mock people with disabilities. Yep. I know it's a condition. It's astrophobia.
Yep.
And part of me feels sorry for him, and the other part just thinks, get over it.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you do. I know, you know, you've called in before and you say that to more or less everyone with disabilities. But not everyone can get over it, Nick. That's the point, isn't it? He's got... What do we do to help these people? What do we do, Nick? I know you're in favour of space. You think it's important. You like to look up into the night sky and see that there's really nothing there. You like to, you know, look into a wilderness, if you will, and think, well, that's a lot of space. There's nothing there. You like to look, you know, watch an episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys, and you think there's literally nothing there. You've got to feel for people like Andrew, haven't you, Nick?
No, I think you can take sympathy too far. I think Andrew's cure is very simple, and what he needs Cox. He simply needs Cox.
Yeah.
Brian Cox has done more than anyone I can think of, except for maybe Han Solo, to popularise the benefits of space.
Space, yeah.
Give him Cox.
Yeah.
A box set, you know, a big box of
Cox,
of Brian.
Of Brian Cox,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Brian Cox. And I think he'll come to see the benefits, as I did. I mean, I had quite a funny entry into my love of space, because it was when I was with an ex-girlfriend of mine called Karen, and
yeah.
She used to always be saying, I need more space, you're suffocating me. And I after a while, then my next girlfriend Cheryl she was a big fan of the film Alien, and I don't know if you remember that, had a strap line that said, in space no one can hear you scream.
I remember that.
And she spent quite a lot of time going into a different room and screaming, and I remember thinking, well, you know, in space I wouldn't hear that. And what with Karen sing about space, I just remember thinking, what's it all about? And I got into it, and yeah, it turns out it's brilliant.
Yeah, okay. I mean, good personal story there. Andrew, well, you're listening to that and fighting back the bile. If you get rid of space, Andrew, which I know you do, you've got to fill it with something, otherwise it's still space. What would you fill it with?
People,
yep.
Buildings,
yep.
Cars, shopping. There's so much stuff on the earth. We're all running out of room to put things.
Yeah.
Why don't we fill up the infinite void of space with useful things?
With useful things. Well,
imagine looking up into the sky and something like a bagel falls down. That's better than nothing, right?
Well, yeah, but where would the bagel would fall down? But it would leave behind the gap where the bagel in space was, wouldn't it? So that
automatically gets filled with other bagels.
Oh, I see. Right, okay, that's fair enough. Let me tell you about these trials in Sweden. This is interesting, isn't it? And I know you both know about them. There was a big movement in Sweden about 5-10 years ago when they wanted to get rid of the space above Sweden because the people like you, Andrew, there was a powerful lobby about getting rid of space. And they invented that rock hoover, didn't they? That giant mountain. It would suck up mountains and break them up and sort of put them in the sky above Sweden. And it was basically filling the sky with rocks. Now, the problem came, of course, in that they didn't put them high enough. And when you don't do that, rocks just fell down and killed everyone in Sweden. But they had it was the right thought, Andrew, in your opinion. It was a good start.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I don't think there's many people out there that miss the Swedish population.
No.
They were a blight on the earth, and now their country is full of rocks,
yeah,
which precludes any amount of space getting there at all. So I think, all in all, it was a massive success.
What do you make of this? What do you make? You disagree, Nick?
I disagree. It's 20 billion kroner completely wasted, whereas there's a perfectly good rival trial that a different university in Gothenburg were doing. And they were, because they love anagrams, obviously, the Swedish,
yeah,
and they were going to turn space into capes and just send people into capes. And I think if they followed through with that idea and put everyone in kind of invisibility cloaks or something like that, then you'd have all the benefits of space in that you wouldn't know anyone was around.
Yeah, well,
it's interesting you say there's a waste of krona when now there's no one there to use krona. So that doesn't seem to be a problem.
There's still people they've regenerated, like with the film Alien. You know, things regenerate. Swedish people do as well. They're not human.
It's not. Well, they are not human, and that's the problem with the trials they've been doing, of course, in Sweden to regenerate the people that were killed by the mountains that fell out of the sky. Hasn't necessarily led to fully rounded Swedish. We're getting off topic here. I want to ask you about this. If you get rid of space, Andrew, you're going to have a hell of a lot of unemployed astronauts, and that is a we know there's a benefits cap now. As of today, the government announced a benefits cap on those seeking work. With astronauts, of course, it's a benefits helmet. We know that, but it's the problem is unemployed astronauts. I mean, what are you going to retrain them at? What are you going to do, Andrew?
Well, I'm no expert, but in my estimation, there's about 10 astronauts in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I don't see any problem having 10 people on benefit.
Right, so you're happy with 10 unemployed astronauts, that's what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. I want you to have a listen to this. Just open your ears and have a listen to this. And I'll write your name. There. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because that's a suggestion. And that's been put forward scientifically, that if there is a space, Andrew, then one could fill it by just writing a name in it. That's what Taylor Swift has said in terms of science and what she'd do. I mean, what do you make? Nick, let me bring you in on that. You're for space. Taylor Swift there is trying to get rid of it by writing her own name in all the space.
I think if anyone's allowed to write her name in space, it would be someone like Taylor Swift. Because remember, you know, you said about celebrities and about stars and star power. There's a reason we talk about stars.
Yeah.
Because people like Taylor Swift are literally, they're bigger and they're brighter than us. They're like suns, if you will.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think if anyone...
Or daughters.
Well...
I mean, Taylor Swift, I mean.
Right, yeah, I don't know if she's got a daughter, but you were mentioning about politics as well, about Hillary and, you know, Donald. And, of course, yeah, you know, this time tomorrow we'll know which of those two delightful characters is now, ruling, ruling the world.
Yeah, well, this time Wednesday, but...
You've got, this time tomorrow, whatever. You've got UKIP who are trying to sort of drop the nasty party tag. And you think, if they had an Ewok as a leader, you know, they could be as heavily against immigration, heavily against people of, you know, Mexicans and so on as they wanted. And, you know, people would just go, oh, Ewoks. And, you know, it'd probably be a vote winner.
Got a good point, hasn't he, Andrew? Without space, you wouldn't have Ewoks, and Ewoks are nice.
I'm pretty sure that where there's an Ewok, there is no space in the where that Ewok is. That Ewok is taking up space.
Yeah, but next to the Ewok, then you've got some space, haven't you? Because
there should be more Ewoks.
Oh, so you think like wall-to-wall Ewoks?
Wall-to-wall Ewoks.
So if it's up to you, you would build, what you're saying is, and let's be very clear about this, you would build a wall of Ewoks like Donald Trump, across America to keep the Mexicans out with Ewoks?
I don't even think it has to stop with a war. I think we can just put an Ewok carpet across the top of America.
An Ewok carpet across the top of America to fill the space. That's your answer?
Absolutely. That's one of my answers.
Okay. It's interesting. Look, we're running out of time. This is an interesting debate, and I know it's going to run and run. A lot of people will have an opinion on it, and you can get your opinions to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio
start
on Twitter.
Start any word you like.
A couple of final questions for you. How big do you think space is, Nick? Yes or no?
I think probably half and half.
Yeah, what do you think, Andrew?
No.
All right, sum up the debate for us in one word, Nick.
Marcus Mumford.
Thank you very much. And you, Andrew?
Void.
Thanks. Right, that's the big debate. Do we need space? Do we still need space in post-Brexit Britain when we've got foreheads and torpedoes? Get in touch. 87222, as I said.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Trudging around a drafty warehouse looking for flat pack furniture this weekend? Try the Nissan Red Tag event instead. From the 10th to the 14th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissans, like £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Plus, test drive a Juke and get an additional £500 off the recommended retail price on selected diesel models. The Nissan Red Tag event ends 14th of November. Nissan, innovation that excites. Qashqai and X-Trail excludes Vizier. Test drive offer applicable to Juke N Connector, Envision and Techno Diesel models only. Nissan Finance, subject to status over 18s. T&Cs at nissan.co.uk.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day.
Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in the West Midlands is still struggling south after early problems near Junction 9 for Wainsbury. The lane restrictions have been lifted, but it's queuing back to 10A at the M54. Gloucester's A40 is partially blocked at the moment around the Elmbridge Court roundabout because of a broken down vehicle. That's causing delays. There's queues towards Oxford on the northbound A34 with a lane out between the Milton and Botley interchange because of an ongoing incident. But better news in King's Lynn in Norfolk. The A47, which was closed at the pullover roundabout following an accident involving a fuel tanker, has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Why am I talking like that? You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. And today's diversity, by the way, if you don't know what the Diversity Paper Review is, it's very simple. Each day, a different diversity comes in here to review the papers, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, we welcome back a prodigal son. ish. Because he's not been with us for a while. Yes. And
I feel your excitement.
Yes. And reminders of your diversity, if you would.
Okay, well, it's moment. Nice to be back. It's a shame that I got kicked out. I think it might have been because I saw you on the road and took a picture of you, thinking that it was really funny to have you on the Spotted page.
Yes, you did do that, didn't you? You did. I was minding my own business, it's fair to say.
Well, that's one way of saying it. You were
wheeling a suitcase, shall we say, with all my worldly goods through the streets of London. And you, from somewhere else, spotted me and took a photograph of it and then put it on social media.
I know.
Like some
shocking.
Sort of deranged stalker.
I know, shocking.
Hmm. Anyway, what's in the papers today?
In the papers, we're going to start by covering all the tabloids in one go.
Right.
The front page of the tabloids, it's the big thing. It's something that you're going to hate and I'm going to love. Mm. The I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here lineup has been released.
You look, the American election's about to happen and you've come in here with showbiz tittle tattle.
The who? What elections?
Oh, yeah.
The who?
I've forgotten. That's the reason you don't do this anymore. So, look, okay, but let's go with it.
So the problem is, you're going to know no celebrities anyway, so there's no point in this conversation.
There's a jungle. There's Ant and Dec.
Taller than you?
There's Ant and Dec, and they're in the jungle, and this year's... So has it been announced yet, or are we still speculating?
The Sun have announced it, officially.
Right.
They've got their correspondents down there already in the jungle, so these are presumably the celebrities that have gone through the airport.
What would be good if all Z-list celebrities, right, just for a laugh, went on holiday to Australia about now? Because that would really freak the papers out, because literally you'd get about 2,000 celebrities just going... They should charter a plane between them, all of the TOWIEs, all of the people you like and watch.
Oh, this is a dream at the moment.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah, all right. And what they... are you tent polling?
Oh, yeah.
What they do is they hire a jet, or several, and they ship... And they all...
And they what?
They ship. They ship themselves. And they all get on the ship. That ship themselves.
They get on a ship on an aeroplane?
No, they just get shipped out on an aeroplane to... They get planed out to Australia.
They fly out?
They all... Yes, that's it. They all go on holiday together. Roundabout now, all of them, all celebrities at once. Because then nobody would be able to guess which one of them's were there for the jungle.
What am I supposed to do when they do all that?
I don't know.
I can't stay in London.
You love the celebrities, don't you?
I know, so I'm going to have to fly out with them.
Yes.
Does it look like I get paid enough to do that?
No.
No.
Not judging by your clothing. So who's in there? Who's in the jungle then? I'm not interested, but you might as well tell me.
Well, there's a weird selection of people in there.
There always is.
Danny Baker.
He's denied it.
That's a strange one. He's tweeted yesterday to say, I'm not going in. Yet everyone has said he is going in. And I don't know if he's playing up to it. I think he is going in.
Yep.
I spoke to his best friend, who has no idea if he's going in or not.
Who's his best friend?
Paul Ross off the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
Oh, Paul Ross. I've heard of him. Yeah.
I thought he might have.
But Paul Ross might be sworn to secrecy.
He might
be.
Why
doesn't Paul Ross go into the jungle?
Oh, could you imagine?
Well, he likes sort of undergrowth and stuff, doesn't he? And watching people... He does. He likes a thicket, doesn't he? So he could.
So Danny Baker's going in. Cal Vorderman.
He'd eat a testicle.
Cal Vorderman.
Not for the first time.
You don't get this in the other diversity paper, no. Do you?
Well, it so happens that you're Paul Ross's producer, so that's why this is funny.
Yeah. Oda Jordan off of Strictly. Carol Vorderman,
yes.
And then we've got some other people. We've got people like Larry Lamb, who I think have been brought in to kind of tell their stories and their life stories. And I don't think that he's got any.
No, Larry Lamb. Not Larry the Lamb, let's be clear. Not the 70s character Larry the Lamb.
And
but
not
the actor
Lamb as in the bit of meat that's been shoved in the jungle.
No. Once from EastEnders, wasn't he, Larry Lamb?
He was. And once LBC as well.
Oh, was he?
He was. Didn't last very long.
No.
Bit like other people.
The who?
You.
Oh. Carry on.
So Larry Lamb is in there. Ashley Banjo's brother. Do you remember Diversity?
This is the Diversity paper review.
This is the Diversity paper review. The unknown one from Diversity is going in. And also Scarlett Moffat off of Gogglebox as well.
Right, I'm literally not interested.
The only one I want to tell you about really quickly is Lisa Snowden.
I know Lisa. Is she going in?
She's going in.
Is she?
But what's interesting about her...
She wants to do it with George Clooney.
Thank you. She was once on the radio on another station.
I know that. Capital Breakfast.
Like, okay, fine. We'll go for
that. With Dave Berry.
In London. So she left Capital last year.
That's
they
right.
brought in Jules Shelley off I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here from last year, Union J.
I know.
She covered for Lorraine Kelly earlier this year in the summer.
Yeah.
And I think the reason they've got her in specifically is that they want to obviously get her used to a mainstream audience because she's only really known to a London base.
Yes.
So make her mainstream on ITV, and then I think she'll be the one to watch out for next year on TV because I think that's going to be their new kind of poster girl. You know how I have like Caroline Flack as the big poster girl for ITV?
Yeah, if you like.
I think that will be Lisa Soden will be next year.
Oh, that's good.
So
if I had said yes to I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Yes.
And I have been asked, by the way.
Have you?
Don't sound so incredible.
Have you actually?
Yes, genuinely.
Jesus.
I know.
They are scraping the barrels.
I know! I told them to laugh.
Don't, yeah.
Obviously.
Watch words.
Mainly because I don't like spiders.
We know you don't like spiders in your big scope. Can we just tell a story about you in your book? You know, the spider behind the poster?
Well, it's a long story, but if you want to buy my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, there is a little bit about a spider behind a poster that goes staggeringly wrong. But, you know, we won't dwell on it now because we've not got any time.
And you jumped.
What's your next? I did more than jump. What's your next story?
Next story is from The Times. Yes, the big. You know, the big newspaper that clever people read, including me now. Yes,
I read
The Times.
Because I told you to.
Well, you and a billion other people.
Yeah.
So, rich kids robbed of app that let them flaunt wealth. So, there was these kids.
So, I didn't hear a word of that. What?
Rich kids robbed of app that let them flaunt wealth.
Right.
So, there's a lot of kids, right? These ones who've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they spend. Right, you ready for this? Are you ready?
Hang on.
The news is coming
up.
Ready. Victoria.
I'm not ready yet.
Victoria's sitting there waiting for you.
I'm not ready yet.
I don't care. I'm coming on.
I'm ready now.
Thank you. They would spend £890 a month. A month.
On what?
Instagram to prove that they have these really nice, lavish lifestyles. So they would spend to kind of get the followers and to really show off and be kind of...
What, like buy followers?
I think it's more like being promoted on there. You know, like,
okay.
As you get promoted. I think on Instagram you can get promoted.
Right.
I'm not sure how it works, but they've now blocked them, so... Now you can't spend the money to kind of up your lifestyle on Instagram. I don't know why. I think people are kind of getting a bit bored of the lavish lifestyle. I'm more of a food person for Instagram. Hashtag InstaFood. Hashtag InstaLove. Hashtag
I literally don't know what you're talking about now.
Food porn.
Again.
That's because you're so old, you don't use Instagram.
Correct.
Moving on. Finally.
I'm happy with my Polaroid.
We don't want to know what you do with your Polaroid. But at least you get your pictures quickly. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Finally, Planet Earth 2. Did you watch it last night?
No, but I will be watching it because I'm a big fan of that kind of thing.
Well, they've had a bit of controversy because they were basically showing a bit of some penguins.
Yes.
And there was a penguin that had a load of blood on their stomach.
Right.
And the penguins had a massive fight. But the reason they didn't show that fight was because the penguins were seen as little people. So they didn't want to upset their viewers because...
The penguins are seen as little people.
Yeah. Like people like you. Like people might mistake you as a penguin.
Well...
If they know how you walk down the road, they will...
Thanks to your photograph that you took, yeah.
Well, you know, at Johnny C.
So hang on,
see the photo.
They wouldn't show... What?
So the penguins are having a fight, but
yeah,
they didn't want to show the fight because they didn't want to upset people.
That's nature. That's
well,
the
exactly.
point, isn't it?
They showed these amazing... Do you know what I love about Planet Earth? I love how relaxing it is. You can just sit there and watch the camera work. It's the most clearest crystal HD camera work ever. And there's no arguments. It's like...
There's an argument between penguins.
There are arguments, but it's just such quality footage that you take your mind away and you've got these really big animals fighting against each other. But because they're big animals,
yeah,
they're far away from us so that we don't get affected, whereas the penguins...
Why would you be affected? If you go and see that in the real life, in the real world, if you go to maybe Kenya on safari or something and watch, you know, lions bring down gazelles and antelopes and whatever, then it's incredible to watch. But it's nature. You can't interfere with it, can you? That's
well, exactly. And I think they should have shown the penguins. To say they're like little people is a bit like, ooh... Do people really not know the line?
They should do a special Planet Earth where they do get little people to fight to the death. And then
why do you want to die?
Right, and then that's entertaining, isn't it? Like dwarfs or something. Probably. Wouldn't Snow White and Seven Dwarfs be better if the dwarfs just had a full-on fight, killed each other?
Well, you tell me. You're
with
the
their mining
You're
equipment.
The one who's experienced it. What's it like?
And there we're going to leave it. So, Johnny, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
And by thank you, I mean no. That was Johnny. He did the diversity paper review. And his diversity is that he is...
Jewish.
This is Talk Radio. Stop it.
Talk Radio.
On the radio. Just after 3.30, Busted joining us very shortly. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Two prisoners are on the run after escaping from a jail in North London. It's believed the men left mannequins in their beds at HMP Pentonville to trick staff. Meanwhile, there's concern a riot at Bedford Jail yesterday could be repeated. A union says there's a real risk to the core security at prisons. It saw the hacking of Tesco Bank customers over the weekend is the biggest attack ever to hit the UK banking industry. The company has promised to refund 20,000 people affected. MPs who criticised Sports Direct over the treatment of its staff have made a surprise visit to its Derbyshire warehouse. Boss Mike Ashley had offered to fly them in his helicopter, but the politicians said they wanted to visit at a time of their own choosing. And the RSPCA in Brisbane is looking for a new owner for a baby koala after it was found in a woman's backpack. The 50-year-old, who claimed she found the joey and was caring for it, was arrested after a routine traffic stop. The weather: showers will ease to leave most places dry tonight, turning frosty and foggy in places. Very chilly with the temperature getting down to -1. Tomorrow, wet and windy weather will spread eastwards across Britain, giving some snow in the north. Cold with highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Okay.
It's more in half an hour with Victoria, where Sam Delaney will also be live from America as Drive this week, coming from Washington DC with Sam. You are listening to Talk Radio. Busted joining us very shortly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early night, not just me in my nightshirt with my wee willy winky cap, but America going to the polls. America decides Trump versus Clinton, Clinton versus Trump, which is the lesser of two evils. We've got all the latest for me, Paul Ross. Why don't y'all join me from 6 on the Full Set Breakfast with added waffle and pancakes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, how was your weekend? Well, Cornelius, his weekend was full of fun. Because if you were listening last week, you will know that paid intern Cornelius was asked to do the Beckenham Municipal Firework display hosting, all the big gigs. And, well, he went to do it on Saturday. If you were listening last week, you'll know why. You'll know what he was going to do. Let's find out how it all panned out, because we commissioned Ben Off of Sport to make a documentary about Cornelius at the Beckenham firework display.
Last week on the afternoon show on Talk Radio, there was a very special announcement.
I have finally been asked to present...
Oh, this is excellent. What?
The Beckenham Fireworks in the Park 2016!
Come on!
Over the weekend, we followed Cornelius on his journey from being a paid intern on a little listen-to radio show to stardom, joining Beckenham's fame elite, David Bowie, Enid Blyton and Kate Lawler. I'm Ben Fletcher, out of Off of the Pre-Recorded Sport on the John Holmes Show, and this is the story of the Beckenham Fireworks 2016, the peak of Con's career. It's the day of the event, 5 a.m, and Cornelius has been up for 3 hours, the majority of his time spent practicing the all-important countdown.
10, 9, 7, 10, 9, 7,
After several more hours, Cornelius is still practicing.
10, 9, Z, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
One of Cornelius's most important roles over the evening will be interviewing the local MP, Bob Stewart MP. This was going to be the first time that Cornelius has interviewed a politician, or anyone. He spent much time researching how to interview politicians.
I was not entitled to instruct Derek Lewis, and I did not instruct him. And the truth of the matter is that Mr. Marriott was not suspended. I did not overrule Derek
Lewis. Did you threaten to overrule him?
I took advice on what I could or could not do.
Colonel Bob, are you having a good evening? Answer the question, are you having a good evening? Are you having a good evening? Are you having a good evening? You're not answering the question, are you having a good evening? Bob, answer me clearly. Are you having a good evening? 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 Are you having a good evening?
3 o'clock and it's now time for Cornelius to leave his flat, the beginning of this emotional journey towards Croydon Recreation Park, but he decides to take a little detour on this significant day.
So I thought it would be fitting to go to my childhood home before this momentous day for me in my life, so... Hello? Oh, no one's in. I might just head there then.
Meanwhile, the park opens to many thousands of revellers and the excitement is building.
Who am I looking forward to seeing the most? Cornelius Mendes.
I can't believe he's actually going to be here in like our hometown. It's amazing.
He's one of Beckenham's finest.
Cornelius arrives at the event, but behind the scenes, not everything is calm.
All right, Chris. I can't seem to find my trailer anywhere.
Your trailer?
Yeah, like, where do I get changed? It's freezing out.
Changed? There's the transit, but what do you need to get changed for?
Where are my drinks, then?
Your drink? Well, there's... You can have a weak orange squash or something.
This is f***ing ridiculous.
However, despite setbacks, Cornelius, ever the professional, soldiers on. It's showtime. His first duty, paying tribute to local hero David Bowie.
This year, we lost one of our most famous sons. This is David Bowie!
And of course, one of the focal moments of the evening, the interview with local MP, Colonel Bob Stewart MP, who is an MP.
Yes, and finally, remember the 5th of November, of course, Guy Fawkes night when someone tried to blow up Parliament. Is there a tiny bit of you that's a slight bit nervous about today?
No, I rather like the idea of Parliament being blown up.
And finally, the pivotal moment, the big finale, the money shot, the countdown. Cornelius was nervous about doing the countdown, so enlisted the help of a local scout.
Right, we are now ready. I'm joined by Jack, who is a scout. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
You're going to help me with the countdown. And I want everyone in this field at the top of their voice to help me. Are we ready? 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
And the fireworks went off without a hitch, lighting up the sky like fireworks. Not only to celebrate the terrorist attack of the 5th of November 1605, but also marking the official celebration of Beckenham's newest hero, Cornelius Mendes.
Yeah, the fireworks are great, but the guy who's hosting it, that's really where the evening kind of took off for me.
I don't even really like fireworks, but when I heard Cornelius Mendes was going to be there, I couldn't miss it, and it did not disappoint.
It was so great that they did a Bowie tribute, and to me, Cornelius is right up there with him.
Remember, the 5th of November, the hero that Beckenham's got. I see no reason why Cornelius Mendes should ever be forgot.
I mean, to be fair, you know,
that's quite an accurate summary of my Saturday evening, I think.
Yeah, and it's almost as though those people saying those things about you weren't people you asked to just say those things about.
No. I mean, I was too busy to do any of that.
Yeah,
I was obviously
really
interviewing.
Yeah,
so.
Interviewing the MP
Colonel Bob Stewart.
Yeah, great. Yeah. There it got there. I think that was worth waiting for.
Yeah.
That was Cornelius, hero of Beckenham. next, here on Talk Radio, we'll be talking to Busted.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It sold 3 years ago.
Your cup holder's too small for me grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up.
Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search VanUp to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. With hire purchase, business users only. Minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over. Subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services. At participating van centres only.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the
trade
go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In November, get a real deal on a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North of Ipswich, there's problems through Wickham Market for the southbound A12. The main carriageway has been closed at the main road junction and you've been diverted by the exit and the entry slip roads. That's because of an accident. The A34 towards Oxford is closed again northbound between the Milton and the Botley interchanges after an accident. Trap traffic has been released. You're queuing on Edge Lane in Liverpool, the A5047. That's because of roadworks and a breakdown on Cardiff's A4232 is causing some outbound delays through Leckwith, although all the restrictions have been lifted. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio. In it, the afternoon, I mean. I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot musical guest action. And Christ alive, am I about to deliver to you.
And you didn't get it.
Three. And as a second choice, I am joined by three men who are about to introduce themselves with their first names.
Hello, I'm Matt.
I'm Charlie.
James.
And if you're a fan of people called Matt, Charlie and James when they are together in the same room, you will know that we are joined by Bloody Busted this afternoon.
How are you, mate?
Very good, Charlie. Thank you very much. Great. I'm going to start with an apology to you. Right.
To me.
To you, Charlie.
Okay.
Right, because you won't remember this. Right. There's no reason why you should. But about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember.
Yes.
I was hosting an awards ceremony.
Right.
You were giving out one of the awards.
Which awards ceremony was it?
It was the Radio Production Awards or something.
Yes, I remember.
Right. And I had to do the thing of going, and please welcome to the stage.
Yes.
A little bit of your CV. Right. Like that. And just by accident, I got the band name wrong. So I said, so this is Charlie from Five Star.
I remember.
The 80s.
Oh, the 80s.
I have that. Never forgiven you for that.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to clear the air up front.
Yes. That's right. To be honest, you weren't the first person to do that.
Thank God.
Because it was... And you know what? I didn't even know when I named Five Star... About Five Star. had I known
Someone
about it, we probably would have got a different name.
And please welcome Hugh and Cry. There's already one of those. Anyway, look, it's really good to see you. And you're back. There's a new album, there's a new single. So, Matt, tell us where we are in the busted world.
It's kind of it's amazing, really. We kind of started talking a few years ago. But we hadn't seen each other for probably about 8 years.
Yeah.
The three of us hadn't been in the same room, and it was so me and James were kind of thinking, we were potentially interested in doing something with Busted again. So we went to see Mr. Simpson at his house and kind of to ask him whether or not he wanted in.
Yeah.
And at that time, he did not.
Did you even let them in? I mean, did you just call security?
It took long enough. We were on his doorstep for about 10 minutes.
Sort of carol singing Busted hints.
Yeah.
To try and woo him back. Were you, tell me this, were you standing outside at 3 a.m? Come on. Yeah,
go. That's a good reference.
Thank you.
No, it was lovely, actually. We hadn't seen each other for a long time, and they came round to my house, and we just kind of sat and... And it wasn't... The good thing was, it wasn't weird. Like, you'd think after that amount of time... It would be weird, but it was actually quite.
It was quite easy. Like, it wasn't like that was what I think we were all kind of surprised about, is that even though he said no, like something had happened, something was different. Like, it wasn't like
felt different.
It felt like we were on the same page about a lot of stuff, and like we sat in his garden for hours and just chatted, and we hadn't really, we hadn't talked for 8 years, really, the three of us. So there's a lot
to catch up on there, then.
It was not like it was not therapy or anything. It was just kind of us, just three kind of guys chatting about
it was like
life.
We sat down at a table in his garden. We kind of said, so that's a long time that went by. How's it going?
How's life?
How's it going?
Did he bring drinks out? Did he sort of?
I bought pizza out. I bought drinks.
It was a great host. Do you know what? It kind of lured us into a false sense of security, because since then, never seen any of that hospitality ever.
So, James, in terms of where you were sitting in a garden, enjoying a pizza.
In a country garden. City garden, but country vibes.
Sitting in a garden. I thought you were touching my knee there for a minute, Matt, but it turns out you're actually...
My mic is turned down.
Sorry. With your headphone volume, but all right, interesting. So you're sitting there, and the process then, when was the first next musical note played, James? Because that was very chatty. Yeah, we can do this.
A year went by, actually.
Yeah, big time, a lot of time.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, like lots of time passed. Like a lot of time, maybe two and a half years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Oh, right, that's a lot of time.
And then we went to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And we basically went in the studio in a place where we just felt that we could try and make some music together under no pressure.
Yeah.
With no one knowing about it. We didn't want someone to be like, Busted in a studio and tweet about it.
Of course.
We wanted to just go somewhere completely where no one knows us.
So we all took separate flights to New York. We genuinely did.
What? Really?
We did. We all took separate flights. It was all very, very spy stuff. And we all
surely
got separate
your own
flights.
Private jets. Come on.
Of course. Three complete private jets.
Yeah.
And we all landed in New York, and we met at this hotel, and I hired this like rubbish little hire car. I was a bit embarrassed about it. And James and Charlie got in, and we drove to Philly.
Had a road trip.
Got a Philly cheesesteak.
Of course you did.
It was amazing. In a very random place that was really good.
Yeah. It's that's bonding for you.
Exactly.
It really was. And that was kind of... And then we went into the studio for a week, and we just started working on music. And I think that was when it really became real. It kind of felt like... we could really make something that we would all be creatively happy and proud of. Yeah.
What was interesting about Busted in Incarnation 1, as it were, it was that you were sort of marketed, I guess, as a slight sort of boy bandy, but yet you were doing it properly and writing all your own stuff and playing all your own instruments and that kind of thing. Was that hard to get across as a message? I mean, it did get across, but it was. Did you find yourself struggling a little bit against that from an industry that wanted you to do something else, do you think?
I think so. I think that's one of the issues I had, actually, personally, with it at the time, was the fact that I think that it was marketed by the label as something that I felt at times we weren't getting our dues for, For the music and being musicians. I mean, we were creatively at the end of it on quite different pages. And so I think Busted had to split up at that point because we would have ended up probably risking our friendships and everything else. So I think we preserved the most important thing.
Put it on ice.
We went and did our own things. And I think now it's, the exciting thing is that, as Matt said, we sort of came across each other at a time when we were all on the same page creatively. And the vision for what Busted could be in the future was then realigned. And I think that is the most exciting thing, that we're all now doing this and we're all completely behind it and super happy
with
it.
No, absolutely. And I think that's, you're right, creatively, that's what bands need to do.
Exactly.
Just go away and then come back and do it. And also, interesting that you can fall straight back into it as well, in that sense of just musically in a room. So in terms of the new stuff, for those that haven't heard it yet, what can we expect sound? Is it classic Busted?
It's quite a departure.
Yeah.
We're
going to play some in a minute.
Okay, great.
But just
we basically set out to write good songs. That's all we ever tried to do.
Well, you did. I mean, you know, the songs you those hits.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people like me who your music wasn't necessarily being marketed to, shall we say?
Yes.
Who loved loved Busted because it was all a bit Green Day.
Yes.
You know, and it was that pop punk sort of era stuff. So I mean, in terms of direction.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've kind of. There's a much more electronic influence on the new stuff. Matt's got a stank face on the bass. You know, there's a lot of funky bass lines, and it is quite a big departure. But it felt very natural. We flew out to LA to record the record without any demos, so we didn't have a preordained idea of what it was going to be.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to set up in a studio, and we got a lot of 80 synthesizers out, and we just kind of wrote as we went, and it was a very organic, natural process.
Five Star had a lot of it.
Did they?
Synthesizers did in the, in the 80s. Yeah, just saying.
So we ended up with this record that, you know, it is different, but we're all super proud of it, and I think people need to hear it to get the full picture. You know, the album's called Night Driver, and I'm so excited for people to hear it. You know,
I think people are excited because this is, you know, that's there's a kind of, I mean, Bross just came back obviously as well with that whole thing. I mean, was that
too young for me? I'm too young for that.
Too young for
Matt's that. Wife is a big Bross fan though.
Really?
Yeah, she's a huge Bross fan.
So she was excited by the.
She was ecstatic about that. I'm too young for that. It passed me by.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting. I think there's a notion now that I mean, I don't think they're doing
it's
any new
not,
music.
It's all of them, though.
No, here's the that's
it's
the
not,
thing.
No, it's not
Craig.
I thought there was only two of them. Anyway,
Craig's gone.
No,
there was
Craig
three.
Was
there was three.
It.
Craig was the bass player. Yeah. I know all the ins, Charlie. If you need Bross info, just come to me. I know everything.
Yeah, my sister.
But Craig is like a really successful music industry guy.
Hugely,
hugely successful.
Like as an executive,
as an executive,
producer. Yeah, like with Pink.
He managed Pink. Like he runs a label in the States. I think it's RCA. I'm not sure, but like he's
so he doesn't need those guys.
He really doesn't.
Is he a brother as well?
No, he's not.
No,
he's just their mate.
Otherwise, he'd be the ugly twin. That'd be weird.
Yeah, so he was always the outsider.
Because you knew this was going to happen.
Being in a band though, a three-piece band with two brothers, you're gonna
called Bross. You're always gonna fit a little bit.
It's like,
well,
who am I? I'm not the Bross. Other man.
But you have that. That is a tough dynamic because Biffy Clyro is the same. There's two brothers, and Simon, and I think. I thought that would be an odd dynamic to have, but actually it's really lovely when it works.
It works for them.
Yeah, Kings of Leon's three brothers and a cousin, right? Yeah.
Or is it three cousins and two cousins and two brothers? No, three cousins and a brother.
This has turned into...
It was the Beach Boys, brothers and cousin.
Yeah,
Beach
Boys.
What is interesting, though, did you know... Did you notice the Bross thing, though? So you've got Matt and Luke, who used to look identical, right? And they've come back, but they don't look identical anymore.
I know.
That's weird to me.
That is weird.
Luke looks much better. Matt's had some work, let's be brutally honest. You guys, however, this is how I look.
We all look worse.
You all look...
Dramatically worse.
You're all still hot.
Thanks,
mate.
Thank you. That's
thank
lovely.
You.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, not so much you. but it's interesting, isn't it? How the record industry is. It was all like this whole secret of them coming back and everything else. And you were saying about how you didn't want anyone to know it was happening till you were ready to announce it. And these days, it's hard to keep those secrets, isn't it?
It is, and I think for us, it was a case of we were so unsure. Because it was such a big leap for us to come back and do this, and for it all to be right, you know, we didn't. The last thing we wanted was for people to to sort of start talking about it, and then us feel like there's pressure involved, because I think the reason this album, the new album, came around so organically was because there was no pressure on us. We actually did it without a record company. We went in and made the record without any influence, because we wanted whatever we presented to the record company, we wanted it to be our vision, and if they want to buy into that vision, then that's great.
Yeah.
But we don't want someone meddling. Yeah. No meddlers.
Like, but I think they're actually looking back on, you know, the way the last year has gone, you know, with our arena tour and we're announcing that, and you know, being able to sign a deal. It's just been amazing, like, to do the things we've been able to do this, you know, this many years on. And we're so, I'm really grateful that it's been able to happen the way it's happened, actually, because it's happened exactly the way I would have wanted it to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And there have been, you know, there have been so many, you know, chances over the years that would kind of get in touch, you know, with me or Matt, or probably, you know, you probably had it as well, you know, just people trying to, not like literally cold calling, you know, like trying to, oh, so what's going on, and, you know, can we make this happen, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it's all awful. Because none of those people really care about our band.
No,
they just,
no.
You know, they're just there.
Company men.
What's in it for them? You know, and I think what was brilliant about the way that we were able to somehow, you know, without really planning it, really, just the way it fell together so naturally. I'm really grateful for
that. Who's coming? Who are the audiences now? Is it people from back then, or because this whole thing's appealing to a new audience anyway?
But
is it a noticeable? What's the sort of ratio in a, if you look out into your arena?
I mean,
what are you seeing?
Well, it's hard to say, because the tour we just did was we were playing old songs. You know, we opened with a brand new song, which was kind of very important for us, because I think we wanted to kind of but the tour was sold, so the three of us were back together as a kind of reunion tour. The next tour is going to be where things get very interesting.
We're going out in January and February for the Night Driver tour to sort of showcase the new record. We're going to be playing some old songs as well, but that would be interesting to see what that was before anyone had heard any new music.
Yeah.
So now we've sort of put new music out there. It'll be interesting to see whether the crowd
does evolve. The album comes out, like on the 25th of November, I think that will kind of that'll really make a difference. You know, people will suddenly get this vision that we've got. You know, like at the moment, it's kind of hard to understand what Busted are doing right now. You know, but we have a plan.
We have a vision,
and we have something which we all feel really, really content about. You know, so we can't wait to get that out there.
And I think also it was daunting for us, putting new music that's very different out there, and wondering what the fans of old would think about it. And the reaction was absolutely amazing. Do you know what I mean? I think people realize that this is 10 years on. You know, we are much older. We've gone through so much. We've done so much.
You've lived lives, gentlemen. That's what you've done.
We've done so much stuff outside of the band. And I think for people to think that it would be the same now, that would be crazy. Do you know what I mean?
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
The same music 10 years on would be strange.
But some bands do that, don't they? And you do think. You get bored.
I mean, but if you think about it, we broke up on musical grounds. It was the fact that we weren't, you know, so why would we come back and then start making the same music?
The same ground.
Listen. Swallow your morals and your pride, Charlie, and come back and play what I go to work
school.
For.
Well, now, of course, well, I know what you came in here for. See how I link it round to the radio.
Nice, I like it.
But honestly, really good to see you.
Thank you very much for having us in.
You're welcome. The album's out on, you said,
25th of November.
Night Driver, there's a tour coming.
Yeah, the tour coming in February. There's still a few tickets available, so you can get them from our website, buster.com.
Well, I'm going to let you do it, because we're going to play a bit of the single. So,
On talk radio, we're going to play a bit of music.
Come on!
No, we're breaking all the rules today.
I am actually self-appointed talk radio's head of music. So,
I get
to do that. So do you want to introduce it? James, you do it.
Yep, well, we're Busted, and this is our new single, On What You're On.
And that's Busted. Right, that's it from us on Tour Radio this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 o'clock. Next, Victoria's got the news after that. Sam Delaney has Drive live from Washington, D.C. in the run-up to the American election. He's going to be there all week with guests in the States with his ear to the ground. All that coming up next on Talk Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. 1 till 4.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.